All right. You fucking maniacs. Here we go back.
Maniacs.
For more danger.
Maniacs on the floor.
In the danger hour.
It's just danger all the time.
This is episode number 71.
71.
What?
71.
Is that true?
Gracias para venir.
You don't know Spanish, you fucking asshole.
En la hora peligroso.
Peligroso.
Ay, 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 ay. He sounds like a Transylvanian Count Dracula.
Transylvanian.
Talking in Spanish.
You know Spanish?
Oh, sí.
Do you?
No, sí.
Do you know what he said?
Sí. Número 71. Number 71.
Did he say it right?
He did. But his accent was just really thick. He sounded like a Transylvanian.
It was my accent. It was my mustache.
Like a Transvestinian? What?
A Transylvanian vampire.
Pubes on your upper lip.
Transylvanian vampire.
This is the same night as the nerd episode. Super Dick just left the building?
Yeah.
Because he has a 5. I got a 5K. I got to run tomorrow.
I got to go run 2.1 miles.
I think he just went back to West Hollywood.
It's 3.1 miles, isn't it?
Yeah, 3.1 miles.
3. Yeah. I think he just went back to West Hollywood to get his ass grabbed some more.
What did he say it was? 12 he has his, laps? About
he has his True
laps?
Blood costume in his car, yeah, huh?
Exactly. I think he called the other guy Mr. Krabs because he likes to pinch.
Pinch.
You guys know more than I do.
Anyways, Super Dick has a 5K in the morning, so he went off this sleepy time.
Because he had to be in bed at 9:30.
Yeah, sharp.
He has to be asleep by 9:31.
He's a cool dude. I like how nerdy he is with his facts.
First time I met him tonight. He's a cool guy.
Huh? Is it your first time?
Yeah, I've never met him before.
I would say, as a first time meeting him, he's a little rough around the edges. No?
He's not. But you know what? He's really persistent on his thoughts and what he thinks about certain subjects.
Yeah.
That.
Oh, you mean Batman?
Whatever it may be, he comes and leans forwards and he's like, no, fuck that Batman movie. You know what? Ralph from K-Rock? Suck my dick.
Yeah.
Sucks my dick.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got conviction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can
conviction.
Say that.
Yeah. All right.
It's a wonderful world.
So here we are. We're back. I think, well, I'm a little drunk, I think, right?
Yeah, me? I think you are.
No.
A little bit.
No,
not
you're
at all?
Not drunk.
No.
Not drunk. I think everyone's feeling good. Hey, talking about feeling good, I know you're going to start your show, but I wanted to bring this up because I was hearing it on the radios. have you heard the radios? It's this,
the radios?
You know, when you turn on your stereos,
yes,
it's that other mode. It's not CD.
There's other voices that are not us?
Yes. It's not CD. It's not aux. You know, it's not us.
Oops.
It's the radios, and you can put it on number, point number.
Yeah.
Anyways, so I heard that with this past election, fuck the election, by the way, Plan B. You ever hear about Plan B?
I've heard about it, but I'm not very
I'm not going to get into the topics,
educated on it.
But from what I gathered in the 10 minutes of me trying to get the whole story is that as men, we all tend to help ourselves to ourselves. From time to time, right?
Absolutely.
Basically, you masturbate, and you masturbate, I masturbate.
Yes.
All guys masturbate, all girls
sometimes
masturbate.
At the same time in the same room.
Exactly.
It's called fun.
It's called a triangle jerk.
Okay? Circle jerk.
Circle jerk. That's when four people are around.
Oh. Oh. Okay. Yes. You're right.
We need to have a muffin party.
Because it's just three of us. It's not a circle. A circle goes in around.
Oh, so circle has to be four people?
Yeah, I think so. Anyways, so I was listening to the show the other day, right? And they had this porn star on, and she says that
who was it?
Jaden James.
Oh,
yes. I think I've heard of her.
Yes, searcher.
Jaden James. Okay, yeah, I think I know who she is. All right. Yeah.
Okay. So to start off with the Plan B, I heard that from what I was reading, it got passed, which is what they didn't want the porn stars and the porn actresses and everything like
this.
That.
I heard it.
What are you talking about?
They was saying that. They have to start wearing protection.
Yes.
Everywhere. Condoms, dental dams.
Dental dams?
Yeah. All I heard was that the guys
what
have
is
to
that?
Start
the
wearing
girls have
condoms.
To put something inside them. I guess it's a girl condom. I don't know what it is.
A dental dam, from what I've heard, is that you pretty much put a sheet over your vagina, the females, and then when you penetrate, it follows the tip. It goes inside and there's like a covering.
You're like
the tam.
Why is it called dental dam? It sounds like you're going down on someone.
It's so thin. That's why it's
you're cellophating your penis as you do it.
It sounds like an oral thing, like if you're going to blow somebody.
Yeah, I know. But that's what I thought, too. And I wasn't getting that from this story. So they were saying that they have to use those now. And this is all California. They were also saying that they were supposed to wear gloves and
what?
Latex gloves and eye protection.
Holy shit.
You gotta be kidding
me. I automatically thought, what the fuck? Is my porn now gonna start looking like Breaking Bad when they're making the meth?
I thought Dexter's Laboratory.
Yeah, exactly.
Dexter's Laboratory with like the scientific the blood splatter goggles. Fucking,
yeah, exactly. I'm like,
orange
what the
gloves
hell?
In the hands and like.
It's gonna sound all like crumply. Like they're gonna be boning it. All
right, I'm gonna tell you something. The gloves don't bother me so much. Fine, wear your gloves. The
really?
The eye protection. Doesn't really bother me unless the chick's really hot.
Are you serious?
Hold on. Let me finish. I want to see. Okay, the guy can wear it. I want to see the chick's face. I don't care about the dude's face.
But wait, the guy's not going to get anything squirted
in his
face. It's the girl
that's
getting the fucking shot.
Okay, contacts. But I do not like I do not like seeing.
Oh, I know why he doesn't mind the guy wearing the contacts, because his porn, he usually gets the guy's money shot to the face.
No, yes. I do not want to see condoms. I don't like condoms. I like seeing a bear cock.
So you've seen a porno.
Thrusting into a woman.
You've seen a porno with a condom on.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like.
It's not the same.
It's obvious. Honestly like watching a porno with no sound. And you're like.
Oh, my God.
No. Listen.
Watch. I always watch my pornos with no sound, if
this
you know what I'm
you
saying.
You're watching a movie with no porno. And it's just quiet. Yes. Fuck you guys with your porno sounds all the time. Sometimes you watch it and there's no sound. It's like.
All the time I watch it with no sound. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Do you like it?
I have to. I have to adapt.
You have to adapt.
Yeah.
But wouldn't you like
what
to.
You need,
you know,
you need some headphones.
I would love to hear.
Oh my God.
And then. I mean, no, not that. I don't want to hear. Yeah, that's what I want to hear.
No, he wants to hear. Jim. Doug.
Yeah, Doug.
But I mean,
you're so deep, Larry.
I'm assuming that's what it is. But I just thought it was really weird, man. I was like, oh, what the hell, really? And it kind of got me going on to this whole the other side of the porn. I mean, I can't. Okay, so they took it. Basically, this law passed in California. So she was saying that everything is going to start heading to Vegas. So it's only going to matter to the people actually making the porn in California. But I thought it was weird because, well, not weird. I just thought, like I said, I'm catching the end of the stories. They were talking about you need permits to shoot porno.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, wait a minute. Why do you're boning and you have a camera. So what? Oh, no, you need some kind of health code. But, you know.
A fucking health code? Are you kidding?
Literally
me?
A fucking health code. That's
really.
You need a fucking permit.
Literally.
You might as well give a fucking. You have to have a health permit.
No, literally,
code
you need a fucking permit.
You need a permit when you go to clubs, bars, downtown Fullerton, as many people know.
DTF.
You go out there and there's fucking girls out there and guys out there, and hey, I'm taking this female home. This guy's gonna take me home. Really? You need a permit because they're gonna take you home and you don't want to spread HIV or AIDS? I mean, these
what are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking
about. The thing was, like, is these people in the porn industry. They're always tested.
I get that
they're trying to
make it safer.
Before they shoot, they know what's going on. But now they're like, hey, I know you're tested. I know you've been through this rigorous stuff.
And that's what the porn...
And now
you
still have to wear a condom, though. And you still have to wear a damn cloth over your vagina. That's retarded.
And then it started getting... Like, I started thinking about the other aspects of porn. Like, how just ridiculous this billion-dollar industry is that they go... Do you remember the old days where, like, the boxes, the huge boxes, like, where porno came in and, like, the fucking stars' names used to be something so ridiculous, like Randy Dirk or Dick Diggler, you know, something stupid like
something
that.
Something Storm.
And now, like, well, obviously there's so much fucking porn people, I guess, now. Now they just say, fuck it. We're just going to name our websites fucking ridiculous, like, fucking porn hub or something like that. I've gotten so like, there's like, have you ever heard of the word FAP?
FAP?
Yeah. Like, no. Fapping? Basically, that's...
Is that what that means?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Speaking of that, do you guys... Okay, be honest, man. You guys are both men, right?
Right.
Manly,
you don't have any women in your lives, right?
We do.
Oh, you do? All right, answer this. Do you like the porn where the dudes are just thrashing women, or do you like it more slow?
I don't know. I haven't really...
You haven't... Wait, whoa. You haven't thought about this?
No, it's
do you like the guys going...
No, you know what?
Or do you like it like more slow and like...
You know what? I think it depends on what, you know, what the situation is. Do you want to just get it over done with and just boom, do your business?
Wait, who are you talking about? You?
In general. Well, not me, in general.
No, I'm saying if you like the porn you watch, do you like watching the guy just fuck the shit out of the girl or just go slow at it? Slower, I mean.
Slow.
Yeah, me too. Slow. I don't like that. I mean, I've seen the guys like... Just like super fucking fast.
That's just caveman.
I know.
Doesn't work
about.
For me. The one doesn't all, work for me.
Like the girl looks like she's all crying and shit.
The guy's just like
all
just
fucking watery.
Pretty much, it seems like the director goes, "All right, dude, I want you to just try to make her fucking cry.
Murder her.
Make her cry." It's
what
like, all right.
Brutal pornography are you watching?
What about these dudes that strangle girls? You like that?
I
shit?
Want you nah. to dick her to death.
That bugs me too. I
I've heard
like
of that,
it.
But I've never seen that kind of stuff. I haven't.
I like it more sensual.
No, but I understand what you're saying. They're like they're slow. They're, you know, they don't fucking rush it and just boom, pound it. Hey, turn around. Send me to your face. You know?
I don't mean fast as in like it's over quick. I mean, I don't like them just pounding the fuck out of the girls.
Brutal porn?
Yeah, I mean, I don't like the doom, 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 doom. It's like dick.
Like a fucking jackhammer?
Go slow.
Slower.
I'll give you an insider there. Tip. I learned about
literally
HD
inside?
Passion. HD Passion.
What's that?
It's porn. It's an HD and it's slow. It's like a.
It's got stories.
No, it doesn't have story. But they're not like
delivery.
Show me your face. You know that kind of stuff.
Show me your face.
It's just like.
Do you like X art? You know about that?
Yeah,
no.
I've heard about that.
You know about
it's
it?
Like,
it's
I
all,
don't.
It sounds like it was. It's porno to me. It's porno that was shot to like Sade or something like that.
No, dude, X art is well, it's like the slower fucking. Yeah. It's not like pounding, but there's also like hot chicks in this X art. It's like it's more artistic, and I guess it's supposed to appeal more to ladies. But okay. Goddamn, I enjoy it. It's very good looking women. And it's slower. It's not like pound until she fucking.
This
you know what I mean?
X art that you're talking about, it sounds like the HD Passion. It's just,
yeah, and probably the same thing.
They're shot the same, like dude. Really like sensual. Like imagine
exactly.
HBO Cinemax.
But showing dick
titty
inside.
Movies at the
but end. Showing penetration.
Exactly. They show the doggy style.
Oh,
they
man,
show
dude.
The.
I got something to fucking share, right?
It's exactly like the HBO.
Yeah,
show
the fucking Skinflix, the softcore porn. I have the worst luck when it comes to like, we'll be watching TV at the house and, you know, you have those fucking channels and like, I want to watch TV, right? And I'll be watching TV in the living room and I want to watch a movie. So those are the channels the movies are on. Usually I have the worst fucking luck, dude. I know... Maybe my TV, I should just go the other way around and like hit guide and look at the actual movies. But I like to go to the channels and look to see what's going on. Every fucking time somebody's over, I've gone to the channels and like I hit like, oh, 1900. That's the first movie channel. And then I'm like, oh, shit, change. And then the fucking next channel will be fucking, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I'm like, oh, God damn
it. What channels do you have, man?
Why are you changing it?
Because other people are there.
Who?
Like, it's in the living room. So, like, if we'll be watching TV, like, the family will be there. Like, my brother-in-law will be there, whatever.
So, why don't you avoid all those channels, you idiot?
Fucking Guacino.
Those are the movie channels. Those are the fucking... The
don't you
movie
have?
Channel.
Don't you have the guide where you can see what's coming on?
I was about
on?
To say that. You have the
but
guide channel.
I like to, no, I'll actually hit it. And for the, I like to go to the channels and see what's on. I'll
so it's
up
your
and
fault.
Down. Yeah, I know. So I've kind of
no,
learned
it is,
to...
No, it is her fault.
Yeah, it is
her
fault.
You
kind of
put
that.
Yourself in that situation where you're like, I know it's happened before, but you know what? Dirty debutantes, 13. You know what? And looks good. Here, let's see what that's all about.
You know
what's
really funny, too, is like it's my own, I know it's my own fault because AT&T UVerse has this really cool digital setup that when you're flipping up on, and down the channels while watching the channel that you're on, it'll show you a picture-in-picture of what is actually playing on that channel. So I just totally failed, dude. Like, I could be, like...
Fail.
Anyways,
that's what you get when you.
Oh, sorry.
I heard that the other day on the news. On the I heard it yesterday on Frosty and Heidi show. And
wait, it's called Heidi and Frank.
Heidi and Frank. Sorry. Wow,
you were a listener, I guess.
Yes, I love that
horrible,
show.
Horrible.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Show, yeah. So I heard it. I thought I'd share it. Thought I'd get some views. from other guys that, you know, they admit it. Because I know guys that say, oh, no, I don't do that. Fuck you.
I hate that.
Wait, do what? I'm sorry.
I don't masturbate.
What?
Fuck you.
Who says that?
No, there's people out there that say.
There's people out there. I don't want to mention any names.
I don't watch porn.
They might have some kind of psychological fucking, growing up damage. You know, something like traumatic happened to them. Like, oh, I don't do that.
I don't think it's that. I think, you know what? I think it's just as easy as saying they're just not that open. Like, I mean, you got to understand us. We can go around and like mess around. Like if we were like today at Nuke the Fridge, if we really wanted to, we could have probably just said, how many times do you like grab my hand and like, oh, let's hold hands.
Did I do that today?
Oh, no. I don't know. Wait, is it you?
I didn't grab
one of you
hand.
Guys. I know one of you guys said, let's hold hands.
It wasn't me.
No, not me.
Anyways.
Oh, it must have been some other dude.
Right. Probably that Darth Vader guy.
It must have been Lou Ferrigno.
And would you like to hold my hand?
Either way, I'm guessing this person is one of those types that would like, fuck you, faggot. Get away from me.
I don't masturbate. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Let me see your phone.
I'm telling you, those people have some kind of fucking sexual problems where they're like, maybe they're gay and they don't want to come. I don't know, maybe they're uncomfortable. I don't know, something happened with those people. Maybe they were fondled a little bit, touched by their daddy or something. I don't know.
I can see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? They're damaged somehow.
They don't want to come out because they don't feel so comfortable. They're like,
right,
I don't want to be called this or labeled this.
Exactly.
Like, I'll just keep it at this level.
This is going to go out to one of our listeners that's actually been on the show. You guys know Denny, right?
Yes. Gay Denny.
Yes. Gay Denny. Meatbox, yes. I know. Denny, fuck you, all right?
Does he listen?
Yes, he does.
Still?
Yes, all the time.
Okay.
He makes all day, me, him, and the Mason, Al.
Yes.
We shit talk all the time. But we like to make fun of Denny and tell him he's gay. And
because he is, right?
Yeah. We fuck with them so much, dude, that I would not doubt it if that fucking mind just, bloop, oh, what is that? Fucking faggots, homophobic bitch. And then, like, it just gets to him. I know it does. Denny, just admit it, dude. If you're gay, it's cool. We're not going to hate you. No one's going to be mad at you.
Your girlfriend is not really... Your girlfriend, right? Is this for show?
That's a Bucks fan.
This chick, he's like, take pictures of me. Please.
Al, you know it. Denny, yeah. You know it. Felipe knows it. He's been knowing him for a long time.
He's fucking gay.
Denny, you're gay. Fuck you too, by the way.
Oh, man.
I stand by that.
Al's gay too.
Yeah, I believe it. Any child stars are pretty much gay, right? Child actors.
Oh man, dude, we still make fun of him for that. I have a coworker. His name's Al. Right. He was in a movie a long time ago when he was a child.
Oh, what movie?
It's literally like a fucking minute. It's called Fatso.
Not even a minute. It's like 10 seconds.
I think his whole part of the movie was the clip. So we make fun of him. We go, oh, damn, you got paid in eating and your parents got a fucking car out of it.
I was in a Linkin Park video. Does that count?
You were?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it was free.
Which video?
It was fucking off of Meteora. That CD Meteora.
I don't know. The first one?
I don't know what song it was, but it was that music video where they had they were facing the band.
I think it was Giving Up.
Is it?
They Everything would face... you say to me.
No, I think it's a don't giving up.
No, I don't think that was it either. But they're facing the band.
Was it raindrops keep falling on my head?
I wish.
And that doesn't mean my heart would have been like be La La Land.
No, but it was cool. We went out there.
I don't know what song you're singing.
We went there, and they had like they made us wait for like fucking 8 hours to shoot finally, and they had In-N-Out come in there, and they gave us free food and shit.
Oh wow, look at this.
That was good. And then we went in there like, all right, everybody come in here in the bleachers in the front right here, and they shot, but it was like they shot us, and there was like bright lights behind us, so you can't really see whose face is what because of the lights behind.
I know what your video you're talking about.
You know what video I'm talking about?
I don't know the song, but I know.
I can't breathe
the way I did before. Turn her back on me.
I won't be ignored. That fucking song.
Got me out now.
Yes. Off of Meteora. That, yeah, it was that video. But those people in the background, the shadow faces and stuff, that's me.
You know, the one you can't see, that's me.
That was me.
I was on Monday Night Raw one time.
Oh, bullshit. Oh, okay.
I've been, dude, right. You know how many times I've been on Jimmy Kimmel?
I was on Jimmy.
When I go see bands?
I was on Craig Ferguson.
I went to see fucking.
Weren't you on the Bozo the Clown show? Oh, no. What? It was Chubby. Wasn't she on a. No, the.
She was on
the fucking.
Richard Simmons.
Richard Simmons.
Yeah. I was on Craig Ferguson and Jay Leno.
Fuck yeah, bitches.
Remember we went to Jimmy Kimmel to see Blink-182?
We did.
And he came out. He's all, and he's all with his retard face, Jimmy Kimmel.
He fucking, and he looked retarded.
Squinty eyeballs.
And she do see, like, he's got fucking retard almond down syndrome face, dude.
He does.
And here to introduce Blink-182.
I don't know what the camera does, but like.
And we were trying like fucking, oh, fucking you and everything like that. But
he comes up there, he's like, I'm not here to introduce our new album, Blink-182. But imagine Jimmy Kimmel with his fucking eyes like looking at each other like, and people are looking at him like, what the fuck is
he's got to be half retarded, dude, that guy.
Yeah.
He's smart as fuck,
but
dude.
He has a sweet job, though. Fucking give it.
He's
give
smart,
it up to
dude.
The retard.
He is smart as fuck.
Where did he come from before? K-Rock, right?
Dude, the man show. He was on the Man Show.
He was on
K-Rock,
then Man Show.
The Man Show, dude. That show was so fucking good, man.
Yeah.
And now, was it Juggies Jumping on Trampolines?
Yes.
That was a good show.
It's the Man Show.
And Adam Carolla.
What did we see at Jimmy Kimmel?
Oh.
Was it just Blink-182 that we
saw?
Yeah,
right. We just fucking went to memories. Let's go on to the next thing.
That was it?
And now it's time the random question of the day.
Oh, shit. I don't know what this is.
Have you ever seen a hamster in the wild?
No. No. I don't think they exist in the wild. They're just bred.
How is that possible?
Because they are man-made.
They're man-made.
It's what happens when a midget fucks a chinchilla.
Have you seen a chinchilla in the wild? Have you seen a midget in the wild?
Yes.
Tell me that.
Yes. They're running around the circus.
All right. Now it's time for Asshole Thought or Not.
The Asshole Thought or Not.
Asshole
Thought or Not.
Okay. Today's Asshole Thought or Not.
What is your thought, asshole?
I'm going to tell you what it is. You got, okay, Lita, what's your name? No, Fail.
What?
I give you a little scenario. You tell me if I'm an asshole or not.
I'll give it to you straight.
Yeah, I hope so.
Wait, after the scenario, of course, because I know you're already chomping at the bits. Fuck yeah, you are.
Okay, here it is. My daughter is in kindergarten.
Okay.
You heard that from her own lips tonight because you asked her, hey, what grade are you in? Oh, is it
no,
that Lita?
That was
oh, yeah.
Monkey
Lita,
over here.
What grade are you in?
I'm in kindergarten.
So she's in kindergarten. So there are days where I got to pick her up. And this day I went to pick her up. And I'm always fucking late to do it. I'm always late. Every time. I swear to God.
Is she the last one waiting outside? Where's my dad?
I think of The Simpsons. Or Bart's winning for Homer after soccer practice.
And he rots into like a skeleton. No, so I got to pick her up from school, and it's my turn. I hardly ever got to pick her up, but some days I do. So it's my turn to go. And I'm going, and there's no fucking parking to get her, right? In the street, I mean.
Okay.
All the parking spots are filled, like, unless you want to park like 300 feet away.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long fucking walk. And I'm late, so I'm like, fuck this. So there's two things I usually do. I usually park in the street in front of a fire hydrant where no one parks because it's against the law.
Right.
Or I will back up into the driveway of the school because it's like a downward like driveway that comes down. I'll back up into the fire fucking lane. It's like a red curb. And parents do park there. So I'll park there. Like, fuck it. It's like the last possible spot before the end of the street, like the driveway. I'll just zoom right in there. My car is smaller. Go up there, grab her, come back down and leave. So this time, I know it's a long setup, but bear with me.
Do it.
So this time, I see, I'm like, fuck, I'm later than usual. I'm like, fucking A. So I see this spot available, the fire parking, right? The red curb. I back right up, park my car. I'm getting out, and a cop fucking pulls right up in the main street. He stops right in front of me, fucking looks right at me. We're locked eye to eye. And I was like, motherfucker. I'm parked in a fire, emergency fucking fire zone.
But there's no fire, right?
That's true.
Well, that's true.
I guess
it's still against the law. But he's looking at me like, you motherfucker, what's your problem?
And you're looking at him like, fuck you. I'm waiting
for
my
daughter.
I
got 1 foot out. I got my hand in the door to close it.
Okay.
And like,
okay.
I was like, oh, you fucking got me. And I look at him. We're staring at each other for like a good, 30 seconds straight.
Wow, wow, wow.
Seriously, it's like he's not budging. I'm not budging. After a while, I'm like, all right. He's not going to give up on this shit. So I just smile like, huh, you got me. And I start going back. I go back to my car, close the door. And he just slowly drives away. Like he keeps staring at me. As he's driving, he's staring at me. His head's not moving like, you motherfucker. And I'm like, god damn it. He's going to come and he's going to turn around and get my ass.
Yeah, he'll make a U-turn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so as soon as I'm like, fuck, I better move. This woman leaves from the yellow zone, which is like the temporary parking zone.
Yeah.
She takes off and I'm like, fuck it. I back up like 5 car lengths and jump in her parking spot. And I get out and go get my daughter. Anyways, my question now, my asshole thought or not, is who's the asshole in this situation? Am I the asshole because I parked in the fire red zone? That's against the law, just for like 5 minutes to get my kid real quick? Or is he the asshole because, like you said, there's no fucking emergency. There's no fire. I'm just getting my kid. He knows I'm getting my fucking kid.
Right.
But he's staring at me like a dickhead. So who's the asshole?
I think
him
he's the,
or me?
He's the asshole. No doubt about it. Fucking straight up, he's the asshole. Because there's no fire. There's no emergency. It's an open space. And they have that, you can't park here ever because it's for fire emergencies, blah, blah, blah. But you look around and all the kids are coming out. Nobody's on fire. There's no kids fucking rolling down the street. Oh my God, I'm on fire. No. You are being a parent. You're fucking looking out for your child. I'm over here. There's
but
a car.
I am late to pick her up and I am parking illegally.
Well, you know what? Shit happens where everyone's late. You can't always be there on time, be perfect and shit. It's like, you know what? Yeah,
I like this guy,
Lito. I'm late. There was traffic. Some fucking cops shot somebody or whatever, and they fucking helped me up.
Shot somebody.
But my daughter's still over here. I have to go get my daughter. You're looking out for your daughter. Your daughter's your priority.
That's right.
That's what you got to do. And you know what? If he wants to stare you down because he has a fucking badge or whatever the fuck, be like, fuck you. Let's go fucking.
If he's got the law on his side.
Fuck you. Let's fucking throw down. See who's got the shit. But I, mean,
I think the cops still win.
No.
Here, let me get in there. Okay. I beg to differ. I think you're the asshole.
Really?
Personally, I think that when it comes to a school zone, I think that when it comes to children, okay, little children, I think you should adhere to the laws, dude. You got to set a good example. All these kids are looking at you, seeing what you do. I don't know. Just with little kids, you got to... They're so...
They're not... First of all, they're not looking at me. And secondly, they don't know the laws of the road.
They're so fucked up. But the thing is, Daddy, why is the cop staring at you?
No.
I mean, how's it going to be? Knock on wood. What if the cop did fucking back up and pull you over? Daddy? I'm just saying, dude. It's these kids are so fucked up these days because there's some parents out there. Dude, you're a fucking great dad because I see you. You're doing your thing with your kids, teaching them right.
Oh, he
does.
But
there's some families out there that, fuck. Bebe's kids.
Yeah.
Because the parents are bebe's. And it's because they do those bebe's things.
Like I did.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, you got out of that one. But I think you're the asshole.
No,
because you're showing irresponsibility.
You know what? You're Mitt Romney and I'm Obama. You're wrong. He's not wrong.
Hey, you're an asshole too.
No,
shut
I
up.
Hate that. I hate that because there's no emergency and they have so much space.
Wait.
That's true.
In this fire emergency spot, would a fire truck fit there?
Probably not.
Well, not where I was parked, but
it'll well, take up that little there. Spot. Plus,
because
the
it was
exit
a there was
the
a car
lot.
There was a car behind me in the red zone also.
Oh, okay. Well, they're an asshole, too.
Yeah.
No, I think they're assholes. They are. Because they're the fucking city will do anything. The city will do anything to say, hey, if you park here, we're going to fine you. And that's
going to
be
like
more
today,
money for
dude,
us.
going to the Comic-Con or the,
how
what's
much,
it called?
The
yeah, Nuke
space?
The Fridge.
Nuke the Fridge Con. Dude, every curb was red as fuck.
Yeah. How much open space was there for you to park your car, but they put a red on the curb?
Something that. Belong. I mean, at school, that's a different thing. But we're like we were talking today, like the whole fire hydrant thing. All right, fine. Because the thing is what if you need it because someone you know? I mean, you got to put yourself on the other side. But then again, if I had a business like that one lady I was telling, we were showing you when we were looking at the parking spots this morning, that there was a big business and there was parking all up in it, and there's a fucking tow truck there, and it was yanking cars out because the business owner said. No, fuck that. Yeah. You're not going to fucking ruin my business and take up all my client spots because this fucking Comic-Con is going on down the street.
Right.
Like the fucking, we were just standing there in the aisle and we said, no, let's move. We stood in front of a fucking like a store or whatever it was. And the lady's all, can you guys move? Like,
yeah,
move?
We're fucking up her business.
Yeah, like, pretty much. Hey, fuckers. Can you fucking move so people can buy shit and you guys just don't fucking stand all stupid in front of
blocking
my store?
Blocking up my merchandise?
Yeah. You guys are fucking out my shit. Get out of the way, assholes. So, yes, we're the assholes.
No, wait, dude.
What's that got to do with me parking?
You're not a...
Because...
Not a-
wait. Because we... She is the fire zone. Wait. She's the fire zone and we're your car.
I like it.
No. You know what? No. You're not an asshole. You're not. You went in there. You went to get your child. And some fucking cop. He's like, I didn't get my croissant today.
I didn't get my croissant.
And you motherfucker want to park there while I'm on duty? Are you shitting me? Fuck you.
You're going to make me do work?
Honestly, Lito.
My aviators are on.
It is about a 5-minute job for me to get her and leave.
It's bullshit. It is. It's bullshit.
Is it really that big of a deal?
No.
I don't care. You're asking me a question, though.
Well, what?
No, tell him. Is it a big deal, yes or no, for him to park where... Supposedly, you're not supposed to park because in case of an emergency, a fire truck has to come in. Like, somebody can't come on and say, hey, there's a fire. Get the fuck out of the way. Get the fuck out of the way.
Did I mention her school is, like, up on, like, on a hill, and you can't drive up into the driveway of the school unless you're handicapped?
Is it one of those, like, one-way only type of
things? Unless you're handicapped.
Oh, maybe you should get a handicap sticker.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So parents can't drive up into the fucking driveway that goes, like, up, down. That's why I backed into the down area of the red zone. Because it's like, dude, you got to park in the goddamn street. And all the parking is filled in the street with all these fucking people trying to pick up their kids. It's like you fucking got to park like a mile away.
I don't know. I mean, the type of person I was explaining to you earlier, the type of person I am, I just don't, you know, I probably would have backed up, you know, and let that car fucking take his spot because that's rightfully his. I wouldn't have moved forward, you know, so you could take a spot. But that's you and that's me, you know? I honestly, just because I have so much, I've gotten like a few school parking tickets, you know, at college, like the first couple of days, you don't have your pass and you just mm-hmm. park there. But other than that, I mean, knock on fucking wood, dude. You hear that, listeners, right? I'm knocking on wood. I have not gotten any kind of citations or tickets just because I play it so safe that I try to keep out of it just because I don't even want that shit, dude. I'd rather not pay that extra fucking $50, $60 on something dumb. And I just say, fuck it. Let's just do it this route. You know, like a Bluetooth, you know, like I'll use a Bluetooth in my car for talking with people rather than spending $150 on, you know, getting caught with a phone in my hand.
Well, use speakerphone.
Yeah. Well, no, I got a speaker Bluetooth.
All right. Okay.
It's brand new.
Just defend myself with today's parking spot.
Yeah. No, that was good.
I got to tell you, it's like the L.A. fucking New York deal. It's the survival of the fittest. You don't fucking fight for it, you're not going to get it. You're going to be shit on.
Mm. I had to act.
Hey, Faye was with me on that one.
Yeah, no, I got it. No, I'm saying, no, I like that. I probably would have, I would have like went in, but I mean, you're like, you know, like that whole fucking thing where you like, I'm just starting to do that now, dude. Where like, you know, if you're going down the freeway and like you're fucking driving straight, you don't have to change lanes for a couple miles.
Yeah.
Like I'll just stay there if I have to. But if like someone's in front of me, I'm like, man, fuck this guy. And I'll just go around him and fucking not cut him off, but get in front of him.
Right.
But I just started doing that just because I was like, yeah, fucking, I don't want to waste my time anymore. Yeah. You know, being Mr. Nice Guy and shit.
Bullshit. All right. So let's settle this shit. Am I an asshole or not?
Lito, no.
I'm an asshole. Fail, I'm not an asshole.
The cop is the asshole. He is.
Cops are always an assholes.
Well, since I'm the deciding vote, I will say I'm not an asshole. Them.
You're not. You know, you're not. How are you breaking the law? How are you
breaking the law.
Hey, look at me.
Yeah, I mean, how else are you not breaking the law? Do not park here.
Is breaking the law, but my point is he going to be such a dickhead to be like, hey, dude.
Hey,
picking up my fucking kid. Really, I'm not some asshole fucking delinquent.
Yeah.
I'm picking up my kid and I'm fucking leaving.
It's not breaking the
law. I'm not going to be here all day long blocking the fire lane. It's going to be about 4 or 5 minutes and I'll be gone.
You know what? I'll give them a little leeway where they say, hey, this motherfucker's been here for like 15 to 20 minutes. Get the fuck out of here. If you're not picking up anybody, get out. But you go in there and you're like, what? 5 minutes? Your daughter comes out. Come here. Let's go. In the car. You're gone.
Right.
But if somebody, you know, if he's eyeballing you like that, like, hey, fucker.
You know what? I agree with
fuck
him.
Fuck you.
You know, I got.
I agree with him and myself. I'm not an asshole.
It's like, what the fuck, dude? Let me do my thing. I got my daughter. Let me pick her up and be on my way. That's all.
Nobody wants to take the long way around. I got hit up by mall security not too long ago, dude. I was waiting for for somebody to back out. The lady was taking a little bit longer. Just
was he in a golf cart?
No. They had their own fucking trucks.
Oh shit.
She had a whole bunch of stuff from Target. She had a kid. Took her a little bit longer, so I was like, all right, I'm not going to move just because there's a fucking bomb parking spot, dude. It's like almost two or three fucking, you know, front to front. So I'm waiting there, you know, 2 minutes pass by. I'm fine, you know. Other people can move around me because it's one of those aisles that's one way, okay? Other people are moving around me, and this fucking security guard comes walking up to my window. Hey, how much longer are you going to be? I'm like, what? I just got here like no, you've been here for like 2 or 3 minutes. I'm like, I'm waiting for that car. Does that, I'm sorry, you can't see it in Radio Land. He does that where he looks around just to double check, you know. An asshole. Oh, okay. Well, and this is what he tells me. Well, you can't be here for more than 5 minutes.
What?
So I'm going to give you another 5 minutes from right now.
Oh.
I'm like, dude, are you?
Shiest.
Dude.
What's he going to do, though? He's not a cop.
I was saying the same exact thing. I'm like, look, dude, I know you've seen me in the malls before because I work here, but what do you want me to do? She's got a kid and she's loading up groceries. If you want to, why don't you just, hey, tell her, hurry up, because I'm not. That's pretty messed up.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm just trying to keep the eyes clear so people can drive by. And then, vroom, there goes a car right past me. That's the asshole. So I guess that guy's an asshole. And since he's security, he goes to a cop. So the cop's an asshole. You win.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I like the sound of that. No, man. All right.
Next up, we got Mr. Know-It-All.
He's Mr. Know-It-All. I know a thing about a thing or two.
All right, Lito, are you ready?
I am always ready.
Mr. Know-It-All, here we go for this week's question. And here's your question.
Let me tap into my nerd supreme brain.
Here's your question.
That was a burp.
What is the name of the planet that the Silver Surfer is from?
Oh. That's me going through my memory banks. That's
not your Rolodex. Your Rolodex of shit.
fuck, dude. I don't know. I know his name is like Norm.
Norm?
Yeah, his name is so
fucking.
It's
not Norm.
What's his name? Silver Surfer.
It's like Ninga or some shit.
No, his name is.
It's like Nigga.
I don't know, dude. I don't know.
Wow, look at this. He's stumped.
I don't know.
It's called Zen La.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking something like
one?
R. Rolodex.
I'm so happy to know that. You know what? Wow. I'm happy when you fail.
I see the shine in your eyes. You're like,
do you?
Oh, he
look
failed.
At this.
Yeah.
Next up I got, have you guys ever painted your girl's nails?
No,
I have.
I'm not a homosexual.
You have?
Yeah.
I knew he would. I knew he was going to say yes. I knew he would say no.
I haven't.
I know you wouldn't. I know you haven't.
I know
he's not an artist. He can't. He's not.
He's not an
she
artist.
Can't paint
yeah,
shit.
No,
she
he's
wouldn't
not
trust
an artist.
Me. I'd be that guy. You know, like how they always make fun of like that guy with his fucking tongue out. Like,
So you painted your girl's nails.
I have.
Like a bitch. Hold on. Nails or toenails?
Oh.
It was toes.
Oh, that's even gayer.
No.
That's even gayer.
Okay. If it's gay, it's gay. Call me gay. It doesn't matter. But I have. No, I have. It's like.
Bag. What was that?
No, I have. It's like, you know, I do my nails. I'm like, whatever. I don't care. I'm watching TV and I'm.
Toenails.
What?
Yeah.
What color was it?
I think it was like.
Don't
blue
fucking
or black.
Lie.
It was blue or black. That's
okay.
What I'm telling you. It's like
that's manly.
They don't call them that on the bottom. It's deep lavender purple.
No, but my memory tells me
royal
that I have.
Blue love. Or deep ebony essence.
Yeah. Pink. Yeah. Pink sunflower vagina.
But it's not. It's, honestly, is it really that bad? Is it that bad?
Yes.
Toenails is bad, yeah.
Why?
You know,
why?
I got,
tell
okay.
me.
I get asked to paint my girl's nails.
Somebody's listening right now, and they're like, why are they saying that
it's
bad?
Pretty gay.
Explain
it's pretty
to
gay.
Them why.
The only reason I did it was because she's like, hey, will you paint my nails for me?
Okay, the way you're saying it, yeah.
Hold on. And I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, there's this thing on Instagram where, like, I'm totally, this is exactly how she sounds, by the way. There's this thing on Instagram where, like, the boys paint the girl's nails, and we put pictures up of
that
what they
is
did.
Two times the gayness.
So I'm
man.
Like,
come on.
Hashtag like a bitch.
And so I'm like, come on, paint my nails. So I'm like, can I do whatever I want?
Why does she sound like that guy from Family Guy?
I'm like, can I do whatever I want? She's like, yeah, you can do whatever you want. So like, I tried to do
what,
a.
Why does she sound like The Grudge? You can do whatever you want.
Come on, man.
Stop it. Shut up.
So
I did like a Spider-Man type nail painting.
So you're doing like fucking
Spider-Man?
You're doing the red and fucking
and black
webs in there.
Yeah.
And fucking detail.
But it came out shit.
Oh, you faggot.
It came out shit.
I don't do that shit. I do one color. Just
I know you're a fag, that's why. I try to
now
be manly about it.
No,
shut
the fuck.
I try to be a superhero about it.
Man, stop.
No?
You try to be manly here about
I don't
it.
Know how these two guys
but
are
you're like
conversation
you have a whole design. You have a whole design on
nails.
It. You're all right, like
Lito. Okay.
I'm gonna do red first.
Hey, you shut your fucking mouth.
Yeah, man. I
who
got
is,
you.
Who is
I got
gayer?
You.
Who is gayer?
Both
the guy
you.
The guy that paint hear me out. The guy that paints his girl's toenails for no fucking reason other than paint my toenails. Okay. Or
the chick that's like, hey, paint my fingernails and do whatever you want is for this Instagram just so we can take pictures of it. Who's gayer?
It's like asking.
It's my own design.
It's like asking It's like asking what's darker, the night or Wesley Snipes.
Sounds like a cop out.
I say a draw.
I guess
equally gay.
I'll take a draw. I don't care. We're both gay.
Want to hook up or what?
Yeah.
Want to paint my nails?
Miguel, get out of here.
You guys
get
paint each other's nails while you're 69ing.
All right, I got one more thing to ask you guys real quick. Speaking of relationships, which we kind of did talk about, have you ever known a guy, maybe you, possibly, don't bite your lip, you fucking queer. You ever known a dude, you ever known a dude that was with a chick, and then after they broke up, the chick turned lesbian?
No, I never had,
dude. We were talking about this the other day at work.
No shit?
Yeah. One of the guys was talking about they knew if it was their brother or somebody that he was dating a chick for a fucking while. And what?
Huh? You're good.
Come on, go. I want to listen.
He was dating this chick for a while.
I want some guy in Singapore to listen to this shit.
He was dating this chick for a while, I guess, from what I was hearing. And I guess they were already on the outs or whatever. And I guess he said that it was already close to the fucking relationship ending.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, he starts noticing that she starts hanging out with this other chick a lot more. And he's like, oh, she's got a new friend. Cool, whatever. And I'm like, okay, that's like, all right, you know, he was even asking me, like, that's not the weird part, right? I'm like, yeah, you know, girls have new girlfriends all the time, whatever. Mm. So he's like, yeah, she breaks up with me, and then like a week later, you know, while the whole, I guess they were kind of like you know, really deep into the relationship where they had stuff at each other's places. And so when it got to that point where they had to go get their stuff, I guess they needed to get some certain stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like the girlfriend was there and like, oh, hey, what's up? And she was really butchy as it is. So it kind of came out as like, oh, yeah, by the way, we're dating. And I was just like tripping out. I'm like, whoa, dude, that's fucking weird. No, he's like, yeah, he's telling me about it. Every time he tells me the story, I make fun of him. I don't know. I've never had that happen to me. I don't think. I mean, I haven't, you know, kept in contact with the exes just because they're horrible bitches. And, you know,
maybe you're the horrible bitch.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Go friend. I still talk to Felipe. I mean, I know he's gay, but has a wife.
Yeah.
Shout out to Iris. look at him. What?
What now? Yeah, dude, I know this guy. I know this guy that, childhood friend. He's with some chick, and they were pretty serious. It was maybe 2 or 3 years they were going out.
Yeah.
Pretty fucking serious, right? All of a sudden, it's over with. She's a fucking lesbo, full on, with another chick. I'm like, whoa. And I was just like, how bad would I feel if I was that guy? Like, right? Would you feel bad?
This is what we were talking about. It was Al's brother, I think. And it's like, do you feel bad or do you feel good? Because on one hand, I'm like, fuck, was I really that horrible that I turned her lesbian? Or
yeah,
was I that fucking awesome that she just can't have any other man?
No, it can't be that way.
Horrible. Yeah, no,
it's got to be the opposite.
I thought the opposite too.
Yeah, it's got to be the opposite. It's got to be like, dude, this guy was so fucking bullshit retarded. I'm done with men. I'm going to chicks. How could you? It's got to damage your ego huge. Huge. It's got to be huge.
Huge.
For example, this dude, I'm not going to name names, but he's been on the show before. Ahem. And the chick went lesbo. It really fucked him. I'm going to be honest. I noticed a huge change in this dude.
Really?
Fuck yeah. It fucked his ego to the max where he was just some like super mega asshole afterwards. Like I don't give a fuck. Whatever. Like, not, I'm not saying about that, but anything in life.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. Like, just cool guy from then on, you know? Too fucking cool. I know it hurt him to fucking death. I know it. Because before that, he wasn't like that. And all of a sudden, different dude.
I mean, I would assume it's going to be up to the guy and how they take it. Just because, you know, most... I mean, so you said he was with him for like 3 years or whatever like
yeah.
that, right?
Yeah.
I mean... Yeah, that's got to fucking hurt a lot. I mean, one, you lose a girlfriend or whatever you've been with for 3 years. I'm assuming love was, you know, in the equation without being gay. But no homo.
Hashtag, how's that no homo? It's a girl no and a guy.
Because I don't like sharing my feelings. But, yeah, that's got to be fucking detrimental to his fucking psyche. They're just like, hey, yeah, I love you. Yeah, well, I don't love you because I'm fucking lesbian.
I'm telling you, man, it was huge effect on his fucking ego. Huge. Changed him completely. So you don't know. Oh, I guess you know somebody. Fail.
Yeah.
You know anybody?
Not really.
No?
No. Nobody's ever been that dramatic and fucking, fucking, I live in Seattle. I'm so fucking depressed.
I live in Seattle.
Honestly.
Okay. Let me ask you then.
What?
Let's say, You're what you got going on now with your girl,
right?
Your girl, it ends tomorrow, right? She's like, "Fuck you, I'm done with you, you piece of shit. I'm sick of your nonsense and your drunkenness and you're a small cock, all that stuff, right?
And you're ugly as fuck."
So say she says all that shit, right?
Which
next week, it's very possible. And next week you find out she's
next
with a chick.
Week, yeah, you're looking through your Facebook and she changed her update profile pic and you know she's
in with a girl. In a relationship with. With Mandy, the chick.
Mandy, the chick.
How do you feel?
What do you do?
It's
what do you do?
It would feel bad.
My heart would hurt.
No, it's like, honestly, it's like you had a female for so long because of the period that we have right now, like you're saying, the example, 5 years plus.
Yeah.
And it's like, fuck, after 5 years. You're so bad that you fucking made her switch to the dark side. And she's like now going with chicks and stuff like that. You know, it's like, you're really fucked up, man. Shit.
So you would take it as you fuck. Like, you're the reason
I would
why
take it
like,
as.
Would you try to show her, oh, yeah, and then you start going sucking cock?
No.
I'm here for you if you need me, buddy.
No, I honestly would feel shit. Like, it'd be like, fuck, man, I'm that bad that I switch a girl over to the other side. Like,
exactly.
Fucking depressing, unworthy. Like, fuck, man. Shitty. It's
would
so
you,
fucking shitty.
Would you kill yourself?
I wouldn't kill myself, but I would probably drink twice as much as I would right now.
Okay.
You think those guys that it's happened to, you think like, they think like, fuck, was it the sex? And like the next person they have sex with, like, do they try to do something like, fuck, wait, am I doing this wrong? Is that why they went lesbian?
I think the first thing they would think is like, was it my cock? Was it bad? Was it good? Like you,
was
is it
stinky?
Small? You know, is that what they're going to think? Is like, who knows?
Whatever, snail.
But I think that's what they would think. It's like, oh my God, am I fucking that bad in bed that I switch him over that she didn't want to go for the fucking snake. She wants to go for the clam. Really? That would suck.
You know what the funny thing is, though? Out of all, and there's been a few chicks, man, that I've seen in my life. Not my own chicks, I'm saying. But I've seen. They've gone, like you said, to the dark side. The clam side. They always fucking find their way back.
It's only a dark side because they're like, they're not going for your dick anymore.
I'm well, telling you,
like
dude.
They say, fucking girls. Who are we talking to? We were talking to, was it Eddie Years or was it talk where Rhino, where they were saying about like girls, they're built more that they can experiment and not have so much fucking resentment and just fucking feeling saying no in their heart that they can go back and forth. Whereas guys were just built to fucking, we got so much fucking testosterone that it gets in the way of our fucking feelings. But as girls, they just like, oh, I like girls today. Oh no, I like guys today.
I don't
dude, but every chick. Okay, shit. I don't really remember that, to be honest. But every chick.
Why did they make it up?
Every chick. Yeah, I don't. I doubt it. I don't doubt it. I'm saying every chick I've known that's gone crossover
To the clam side?
To the other clam side. Every chick I've known, they've come back. When they do come back, they get fucking married and knocked up.
How many have you known? Shit.
Well, it's been a few. I swear to God.
Well, maybe they...
What I'm saying is they go lesbian.
They miss the penis.
They go lesbian, and then they come back with a fucking vengeance and just... I want dick. I want a baby. Fuck me. And they go all the way.
It's just all the way.
That's it. That would kind of probably fuck me in the head if I broke with my chick. Or actually, say my wife now.
How would you feel?
We break up and she's with the chick?
No. You can't just say that, oh, she broke up with you and she went with a chick. She broke up with you.
And
went with
you
a chick.
You went to go pick up your kids and, oh, this is fucking... Denise.
She's shirt up.
And she shows up. Denise, she's out like she's mowing the lawn outside in her flannels. And she's got a fucking mullet. So, oh, hey, James. All right, that would probably fuck me.
But
all right, kids. We'll see you next weekend.
That would fuck me big time. But you know what would fuck me more? If it was a dude. Probably, right?
Yeah.
I can, yeah. It would hit me in the balls harder if it was
like a good looking dude. Like, yeah. say your chick dumps you, right? Like, it's over. I'm not in love with you no more. And the next fucking week, you have kids.
That's a double strike because
so you have kids.
You're putting kids in there. That's a little
okay. Yeah. No, say you have kids. You go to pick them up, right. And there's this good looking fucking dude, like a model looking dude, with your woman.
Like somebody
has his arm around her, like kissing on her, like, oh, hey, who are you?
I think I would stare him down every time I come over, and I know probably, fuck, I can't kick
his ass. This guy's probably like, but babe, we can make it work. I suck dick too.
Like that. I'd be in there like, motherfucker, you
look
better
than
I do.
To be honest with you, if we broke up, if it was a chick or a dude, I would show up, and no matter who the fuck it was, I would want to kill my wife. My ex-wife, like, I don't want no one else touching her. You know what I'm saying?
I can understand what you're saying.
I do.
Yeah.
I'm recording it right now. We break up, I'm murdering. No.
Dude, can I share a little bit of...
J/K.
Can I share a little bit of my own personal
LOL.
Life? All right, so I don't know if the Dangerinos know. I grew up in a broken home. Where? But,
broken home.
Yeah, it was really traumatizing.
All alone.
Fucker. So my parents were still fucking young, dude. And I was like, I don't know, fucking 10, 12 years old. And like, I remember my fucking dad, dude. He was so fucking just like that, dude. He's like, fuck that shit. Like he would have like girlfriends because they were fucking young still, like 25, 26, 27, whatever.
Yeah.
And like, I remember he had girlfriends and then like my mom would have a boyfriend or whatever. And I remember this one time, right? My mom, we were with her for the weekend and they dropped us off and we were going to meet at Fajardo Park in Roland Heights. And I remember my mom and her boyfriend dropped us off and we were playing in the playground and my dad picks us up and my dad's like, who dropped you off? And I'm like, my mom and her boyfriend,
Steve.
And so he's like, oh, really? Point out the car that he's in. I'm like, oh, fuck. I don't want, like, no, dad, yeah. I don't want to. I don't want to see you fight, you know, being all gay when I was little. So he literally, dude, I'm like, it's right there. He literally fucking parks in the parking spot right next to the dude. And he's just fucking mad dogging him, man. I was like, God. Dude, this is going to be so bad. And I was like, dude, really? Like, you're going to do this with your kid? Like, that just shows, like, what the parenting I was talking about earlier. That's not good parenting. So,
but could you imagine yourself doing the same thing?
I know. No. I haven't had a billion relationships. I haven't had a lot of relationships as it is. But knowing one thing, your ex is your ex for a reason. No one can stay friends with their ex. So once you leave it, you're pretty much, I would just, you know, not to be gay, they're X'd out of your life.
Yeah.
And that's it. No more contact, no more looks, no more nothing. Yeah. Nothing. Even if, you know, if me and Babadoo was to fucking break up, shout out to Babadoo. What's up, babe? Oh, life, you know? But the hypothetical, if we were to break up, That's it. I would have no more contact with her at all.
But if you had kids,
that would be different.
And you came by, there was a new dude.
That would be a different.
Way better looking than you.
That's not going to be hard.
What?
Because I'm so fucking good looking.
You're fucking
but you said it's not going to be hard.
Oh, well, that is going to be hard. Sorry. I was thinking not hard stuff.
Yeah, right. When do you ever think not hard stuff?
But like I said, growing up with my fucking crazy batshit parents.
Yeah.
I went through that shit already, dude. So I would, as much as I can, try to not fucking redo those crazy things in my... Because my head is filled, like, when I think of things, I'm like, psh, I think of this fucking image, like, of just bad shit, you know? Just like, oh, fuck, I remember my parents did that. I'm not going to do that. I wouldn't put myself in that situation to redo that all over again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, where, you know, I'm breaking the mold every day. My family... You know, a lot of them have kids. They already married cousins, you know, uncles, dad, parents. You know, they all had kids when they're young, multiple kids, divorced, working on kids, you know, just having kids with no, you know, dads or moms or whatever. And me and my sister are some of the few that still don't have kids. And every day we're breaking the mold because my parents, they had me at like fucking 16, 17 years old. And I moved in with Babadoo. We don't have, you know, the first thing my dad says, like, when I'm moving in with Babadoo, are you guys pregnant? Are you guys having a kid? I'm like, no, we're moving in together. And like, what? Oh, okay. And like, it's, you know, it's breaking the fucking mold. That's because I'm showing that I've learned from their mistake, which was me. And I'm not doing it in the future. There's nothing worse. I always get my dad every time whenever he starts talking about like, well, yeah, you know. You don't have to, you know, learn from my mistakes. I'm like, oh, you mean me? No. I love fucking with him because he starts getting all, no, I don't mean you, son. I'm sorry, mijo. I don't mean you. And I'm just like, I'm fucking with you, dad. I know I'm an accent. It's cool. So, and that's my story.
Yeah, I give my dad a birthday card. It's his birthday in November 4th. I give him a card and said, from your first mistake.
I think I'm going to start using it. Thank you.
All right. So I guess we're all sad about lesbians.
We're so bad about lesbians that I think we might need a bathroom break.
Really? You got to pee?
Yeah.
His vagina's leaking.
Should I make him squirm some more?
So, have you ever heard about the Constitution?
Fuck you guys.
All right. Fuck you and your bathroom break. Now it's time for
the Danger Movie Mystery.
Get to the chopper!
You lose. Good day, sir.
Sir.
Right. Let's get busy. Fail.
Let's.
Do you got a movie quote?
No. Lito wants to go first, I heard. He's ready. He's like,
I'm not surprised, my friend.
All right. Shut up. All right. This is going to be... Fuck. I saw this the other day in a movie, and I thought I'd do it, but now that I'm looking at it, I'm like, fuck, this is going to be... All right. Anyways, fuck it. I don't care.
Yeah.
All right. Ready? No. No more talk. We go in. We kill. We kill them. They kill us. We kill them. Kill them. Kill. Be still, my dog of war. I understand your pain. We've all lost someone we love, but we don't do it my way. Losers, lose a weight. We do it my way. Fear is our ally. The gasoline will be ours. Then you shall have your revenge. Go, take him away. There has been too much violence, too much pain. I have an honorable compromise. Just walk away, give your pump, the oil, the gasoline, and the whole compound, and I will spare your lives. Just walk away, and we will give you safe passage into the wastelands. Just walk away, and there will be an end to the horror. I await your answer. You have a full day to decide.
He sounds so much like the Terminator.
End scene.
Is it Mad Max?
Yes, it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
No shit.
Fuck yeah, dude. Mad Max Part 2. Remember when he when he fucking, that little feral boy, he throws that fucking boomerang thing and he hits the fucking fag in the head with it and he kills him.
I don't remember. All I know is about, it was about gasoline.
Yeah,
that's all.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that movie's so fucking good, dude. I'll post it up on the YouTubes.
Fail, you ready?
Here you go. You like this one.
Out with it.
I hope so.
Just listen to it. Okay.
Magic Mike.
Here's the shout out of the canon. Oprah, Barbara Walters, your wife. You gotta fuck one, marry one, kill one. Go.
Oh, man. I know that fucking movie.
John C. Reilly.
Oh, yes.
Now it's picking the movie that he came from. Was it Talladega Nights?
No. No, no, no. Don't say that. Step Brothers.
There you go.
Ah, see?
I'm going to take a pillowcase and fill it up far as full of soap and beat the shit out of you.
I'm going to roundhouse your ass.
Robert, better not get it in my face because I'll drop that motherfucker. If you don't laugh to that, you're sick. Because that's awesome.
All right, here's mine.
Sticks and stones may break my bones, but I will kick you repeatedly in the balls, Gardlock. That's all.
I bet you won't get this one. Lito, you might get it. But Feo, you won't get it.
Test me.
All right.
Let's see. Let's
test
see.
Your might. Remember that? Test your might. Okay, ready? Ahem. That's gonna be a good one. Damn, baby. What you do to your hair? Orlando, do you like it? It's autumn sunrise.
I know this. I've heard it.
I don't know.
You don't know?
Ghost.
Yes!
Oh! That's what I like.
Wow. Look at this Woo! Guy.
Yeah.
Wow.
The psychic reading.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am fucking shocked.
Good.
Look at you.
I hope you're feeling your little butthole. It's that good.
How did you know that?
I've seen that movie.
Oh, well, yeah.
I'm not going to lie. You know, people are like, oh, I don't see that gay movie. Fucking.
That's a good
gay
movie.
It is a good movie.
I haven't seen that
it
movie
is.
In a long fucking time.
Wow. Look at you.
Yeah. I remember that scene
good
too.
Good job. That's a funny fucking scene.
The gentleman was black.
That's right.
Black as night.
And so was Whoopi.
Yes, she was. Dark as mud.
All right, speaking of movies, let's talk about zombie movies. Anyone? Zombies?
I like zombie movies.
No?
No, you know what?
Can I like them this much.
I got a dream. It's not going to be zombies, but it's going to be terror like that.
You were telling me about this on the way up here.
You had a dream?
And you were like, I got to wait. But I'll give you a little sample of it, but we got to wait till we record.
I wasn't
going to
tell it, but all right, so.
You have to.
Oh, I got danger update about Deja Vu as well. Hold on, you might want to press pause because I got to find that first.
All right. Let's just entertain the audience and eat stouty donuts. Stouty donuts.
All right, guys. So you guys remember how we were talking about Deja Vu and what it can honestly mean?
Like 30 episodes ago.
Yeah. No, but honestly, I mean, who really can fucking say what a Deja Vu is, right?
Right.
Well, I find it. All right. So I was talking to Deja Vu about talking about Deja Vu with a coworker the other day. And I found out that she's kind of into the psychic, paranormal kind of realm too.
Yeah.
You know, with Halloween just passing by. It was a pretty cool conversation. And I was like, what about deja vu? She's like, oh, dude, I read this book. And it explains what deja vu was according to that person. And I was like, all right, let me read it. And I read it and I'm like, huh, let me share it. I get it. I want to share it to see what you guys maybe think, okay? I know you really have you've had deja vu, right?
Plenty of times.
So this is what this person says. Her name's Sylvia Brown, the psychic. All right. You guys heard that name?
Montel Williams.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I know her.
So according to Sylvia Brown, deja vu is a checkpoint. She teaches that We plan our life ahead of time in a blueprint. We plan who we are going to marry, who we are going to work out karma with, how many kids we're going to have, what we are coming here to learn, and what we're coming here to learn. We put certain obstacles and lessons in our past so we can evolve. Of course, we still have free will, but we basically sketch out certain things we want to come here to accomplish for our own spiritual growth. Deja vu then is a checkpoint that marks that we are on the right path. It is usually something silly. For example, you reach down to pick up your car keys and you swear you have done it before at exactly this time, exactly this place, exactly this way, which is impossible because you were just in the kitchen. Yet you still have that feeling. Sylvia Brown says that this is a checkpoint, a moment that is planned ahead of time that signifies that you're on the correct path, that your soul will remember and recognize it when it passes through the point, this moment in your time. So basically, it's a sign you are on the correct path. What was that?
His head in the microphone.
Like, what the hell? My fault.
What do you guys think?
I don't like that.
I understand what you're saying, that when you come to a certain point in time or whatever, what are you doing in your everyday? You're like,
basically, I was kind of like the same way too. I was, you know what? It's basically saying that, you know, before you're born, you set this tone of how you're going to live, how you're going to be, what you're going to do, where you're going to marry, where you're going to live, everything like that.
But I can't believe it.
It's, yeah, you know what? And I was kind of thinking that too. I'm like, how are you going to plan every step? But it's telling you, you know what, when a deja vu happens, you're on the right path. But I'm like, there's so much free will out there that, you know, every fucking choice you think of will affect that. So like, what if you decided right now you were looking for that chip? What if you would have not chewed it? You know, there's so many choices you make between this way or that way. It's kind of hard to make that path to think that, okay, well, this is a checkpoint. And then really the checkpoint is like, they happen so infrequently. I mean, have you ever heard of or known anybody that like, oh, I always have deja vus?
Dude, there's not met that.
There was a time where I always had deja vu for a while. Yeah.
So, I mean, the search continues.
That's the thing though. I think.
I don't like that.
The way they put it, they're like, oh my God, you get put in a situation where it's deja vu and this and that. And this is the only explanation.
Uh-huh.
Because there's nothing else out there that can explain it. And they're like kind of putting that on you that, well, it's deja vu. You're experiencing this. It's deja vu. That's why you're
having
this.
Let me tell you something. I just heard this shit 2 days ago. It's funny you bring this shit up, actually.
Deja vu?
Yeah. No, I didn't have deja vu. I'm saying.
I was going to say you're not.
I had deja vu the other day.
Check this out, dude. This is going to fucking probably fuck you in the head. You know what Duncan Trussell is?
No.
All right, he has a podcast. I heard this the other day. This dude, he played some audio from some scientist, a real fucking scientist, from the University of Maryland, I believe, who has been studying this thing called string theory, and looking into, like, he's a fucking physics bullshit. It's like he is analyzing the fucking creation of everything. Right,
so it's just one path, and every string that is an option that goes out and makes a difference.
I don't know. I didn't look at the string theory thing. I mean, I remember it before, but I don't know exactly what it is. Basically, this guy is like analyzing the root of everything. Right, so he's trying to analyze the fucking creation. Pretty much, he looks at the cosmos and the equations that define the cosmos.
Yeah.
Right. So he's analyzing the equations mathematically, which is way fucking above all of our heads, I'm sure. And he found, this was fucking crazy, he found deep within the equations that explain the cosmos, computer code.
Like the binary code or what?
Like computer fucking code. Ones and zeros. Basically, computer code is deep inside the makeup of everything in the fucking universe.
Insane.
I can see that.
Insane.
I mean,
I just so
I think, yeah, go ahead.
Talking about deja vu, he basically said, this guy was like, the guy that Duncan Trussell, he was like, basically, what you can take from that is that this is all, it's all a simulation.
Everything's planned out, everything is mapped out, everything's already foretold.
See, this is still way above me, but what he said was it's a simulation. Basically, there's something to everything. There's a fucking design somewhere in code. Like the fucking Matrix. It's all fucking code.
The Matrix movies always fucking trip
now,
me out.
Now, this just came to my fucking head 2 days ago with this guy, right? And what he said was that we've been waiting for our computers to wake up and realize they're machines, right? And realize they're conscious fucking beings. But what he's saying is we're the computers and we're realizing that we're the fucking conscious beings. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit. So we are the Matrix.
Basically,
we're not the ones that are being farmed. We're the ones that can actually start farming.
Yeah.
I mean,
so, yeah, that being said, is deja vu a glitch in the fucking system?
I always like that from the Matrix.
Yeah.
Because can you ever recall when you had the deja vu originally? That's what I was thinking. I'm like, when did I think about this? But I remember seeing it. And then
I have dreamed, woken up and been like, that was fucking weird.
Yeah.
And thought about it. Like, that was a weird fucking dream. What was the point of that?
It's usually a dream.
And then,
right?
Like months later, yeah. Like, holy shit, this is what I dreamed about fucking months ago.
Honestly, how do you get deja vu? How do you think of something that's going to happen?
Weird? Is it usually
and
weird?
You get it like fucking 2 weeks later, 2 months later. How does that happen?
Is
everything
that usually
exactly
weird too? That like when it happens, like it's something zap. Whoa, this is deja vu.
Yeah.
That guy's behind me. You're on the side. Whoa. And the other day I was like, I said it out loud and she was there, the coworker that I've been talking to about deja vu. I'm like, someone, if I remember this deja vu correctly, somebody's going to walk by that's kind of dressed up. And I was looking around, but like I had customers and I didn't really notice, but I wanted to catch up with it. And I don't know if they might've walked by already or what part of the deja vu it was in, but I was like, okay, I just thought I'd share that one, the Sylvia Brown one. I was like, wait, you'll never know. That's the thing. Because where's she getting her information from?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe the computer told her.
Maybe
that's what psychic people are. Maybe they just are tapped in. Like, how many times have you heard the thing that we're only using a certain amount of our brain and that we have so much more potential? I mean, who knows? Maybe, like I was saying with the drawings of a long time ago where, you know, people used to draw pictures of angels. Maybe a long time ago, because we weren't so corrupted with the fucking thoughts of minuscule things of computers or you know, whatever's tracking us, maybe they really did know how to fly back then because their brains were so fucking large and everything. Maybe we've just been dumbed down through the fucking ages.
It's a trip, man.
I don't know about that one.
You're asleep.
You never know. You just never know. We'll never know. But the dream I had where we're talking about being scared with the zombies and everything like that, I had this really weird dream last night. And
last night?
Yeah, last night.
Okay.
And it's not going to mean anything. It's really just me showing. When I have bad dreams, to me, a bad dream is when I lose somebody or something like that. To me, I was telling him, fail. Like when I have a monster in my dream, it's usually because I'm kicking his ass with my lightsaber that I pull out with my force powers. And I'm just fucking, you know, shit up in my dream, dude. I'm Gears of War style, fucking just beefed up with a fucking huge gun. Last night I had this lightsaber. Yeah. Okay. A little lightsaber. Last night I had this dream that out of nowhere, I just hear this woof, like this big boom. And, like I was at my house and like I look outside and there's this big fucking huge triangle. It was a bright sunny day. There's this big huge triangle ship and it had like a fucking like an orb looking thing and it was gold. It was goldish kind of color. And there's this orb in the middle of it. And I'm like, what the hell is that? And like it just starts flying around like all of where I live and like it starts fucking sucking people up. I'm like, what the fuck? Everyone's freaking out in the house. And actually, it was just me, my mom, and my sister. And everyone's freaking out inside the house. And my natural instincts was to fucking get out of there. But I went and grabbed, like, some fucking, like, hatchet and, like, a sledgehammer and, like, a bag full of supplies, which I thought it was crazy. And it was so fucking weird, dude, because I couldn't believe it. Because I remember we went to the TV and we turned it on. And, like, the other channels were showing, like, a pack of, like, weird giant fucking Godzilla-sized dogs in other cities just like destroying it. And like another channel was showing another city getting destroyed. It was basically like an alien invasion. And like we go outside and like these two cars pull up and like they were like alien. They were humans, but they were like official looking cars. Like, oh, like they were the people saving us already. Yeah. And they got sucked up through the car. I was like, oh shit. If the aliens see you, they can only suck you up. And like, so the aliens overhead, and I remember I'm like, fuck, everyone get behind, like everyone hide, because we have this siding that's over the house, so you can't see directly down. So I was like thinking, okay, well, if that's a thought of there, everyone back up against the wall so you can't be seen.
Mm-hmm.
So like that wasn't the case, because my mom got taken. And then like they started taking my sister. And I remember she was holding on to the siding on the roof, and I could just barely fucking touch her, dude. Just barely try to grab her pants, and just like as I do, like it fucking takes her, dude. And I wake up and I'm like, fucking whoa, that's fucking trippy. And it felt so fucking real, because everything I can feel, I would do, and like I can feel the temperature outside, and like to me that's having a nightmare. And I'm like, wow, that was fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how we're crazy. Talking like what did you say it earlier, like when you have a dream it's because they miss you? Who said that earlier?
He did.
Okay, you.
When you have a dream it's because you miss somebody. And I'm like, fuck, I haven't talked to my mom or sister in a long time. Maybe that's telling me something where I should be closer to them. And that just goes to show, it's like I haven't talked to them in a couple of days now, maybe a week. And it just goes to show, maybe I should, if I erase all the fucking like aliens and all that other bullshit, maybe it's just showing that they're fucking getting further away from me. And I kind of believe that. And it goes back into this whole theory of all this shit might be put together. Because when you're asleep, I mean, have you ever, we were talking about dreams earlier too, have you ever fell asleep, but like as you're falling asleep, like maybe I want to dream about this tonight? Like, can you ever will yourself into your dreams?
I think so. I think it's happened before.
We're like, all right, I'm a fall asleep, and I'm gonna, you know,
that's what we were talking about.
I'm a fall asleep, but I'm gonna dream about having sex with John Stamos tonight.
You know? Oh yeah, Greek.
Like I've done that before too. Not John Stamos, but you know.
Well, you know what? I've had a dream where I think I talked about it before. Yeah. I had this dream on my own, not thinking about it, with some hot chick. We were fucking in the middle of it. It was sexy as shit, and I wake up. It's like, why am I waking up? It was getting so good. And then, and so then I'll go back to sleep, and I'm trying to get back into where I left off.
And then you're gardening.
And then it worked. No, it worked.
Oh, okay.
But I'm pretty fucking positive it's just me fabricating my own shit.
Yeah. And that's where I go into it too. I'm just trying to fucking like. You sit here, we sit here, you know, Danger Hour, Dangerlings, everyone's that's listening. We've gotten here, you know, we've gotten together and we start doing our shows and we're trying to analyze life. But really, we're just sitting here with a bunch of beers and we're just shit talking.
Yeah.
Because I'll start thinking about this like, oh, what does this mean? What does this mean? What does this mean? But then once I turn on my TV, all that shit that I felt so important at that point just disappears.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to fucking share that dream right now, just because I want to have it out there, just because I want to start throwing things out there and maybe see what happens coming back. Cause like tomorrow I'm a call my sister, call my mom, see, you know, how they're doing, everything like that. Shout out to Chippy. What's up, Chippy? My mom doesn't listen, but you know, so I don't know. I just wanted to share that, dude.
Nice.
I felt like I should share it. I felt like I should share it.
And that's part of this dream of the Matrix.
Yes. Because it's a dream within a dream.
All right, I wanted to talk about zombie movies. You heard about this zombie movie, the newest one called
World War Z.
World War Z.
I don't like it.
You saw the trailer?
Explain.
Yeah. You seen the trailer?
No.
Basically, it's Brad Pitt. What do you think about Brad Pitt? Do you like him?
I like him as an actor.
I'm not sure how I feel about
certain things.
Yeah, sometimes he bugs me. Watching this movie trailer, I'm like, I don't think I want him in this movie too much.
I don't think I've ever seen him do anything like this, but I'm more... See, the thing is with the author with his book, from what I know, he took it more into an aspect of what if this shit was real. It was more like a survivor's guide of what to do, what you would do, and what would happen. And from what I'm hearing already, they released the trailer and a lot of this fucking stories are, I mean, a lot of the fucking people, the fan base is like already hating it.
Really?
Because the book explains it more as like a top down type of story. Like, this is what's happening here. This, it's not about a person. It's not about Brad Pitt and his character. And then on top of that, they're also talking about the Walking Dead are they're not sprinters, they're walkers. They're shufflers, you know? They're not this fucking ant horde that's fucking crawling up the I had such a big problem with that, dude. They look so I don't like sprinters. I don't like sprinting zombies.
Why?
The fast walkers, because it's not logical.
What?
Somebody that's dead has been start decaying already. None of that shit that helps.
But aren't
them
run. They like? Aren't they not dead? But aren't they like a virus or some shit?
The infected. Yeah. Okay. So I don't think that's a zombie movie then.
Well, it's
if it's infected, then it's not a zombie movie. No,
so then 28 weeks later, it's not a zombie movie.
That's how no, they start. They get infected
it's
with
not.
Whatever
it's,
disease.
It's a.
What do you call it?
It's an. Well, they call it a zombie movie. I don't call it a zombie movie.
What do you
it's,
call it?
I call it a fucking a horror movie. They were bitten because that's how they contracted.
I would say
disease.
There's different classifications of zombies. Don't
yeah,
you think?
That's just an infection movie. I mean, you could call outbreak. I mean, you don't call outbreak an infection. A zombie.
Well, pretty
movie.
Much that the virus takes away all your human fucking abilities. Where
except
you're just like some
one,
you
just, except
your
for
animal
you
instincts
yeah.
are taking over.
But that's what I'm saying. In outbreak, the movie with the monkey that spreads the disease.
I haven't seen it.
Okay. Well,
is it good?
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's not a zombie movie. It's just. Basically, this monkey starts spreading this disease where it gets a lot of people sick.
Right.
And they have to quarantine. You should watch it. It's actually pretty good. That's not a zombie movie. There's nothing to do with zombies. Everyone, a shitload of people get sick.
Yeah.
But it's not a zombie movie.
But, okay.
But is there
a difference between the people that get sick and the people that are infected that want to kill?
Yeah, the infected aren't trying to bite each other, people. So
right.
And I kind of have an issue with zombie movies as it is because... If you bite somebody, if a zombie bites somebody, they're not going to stop to the point where there's something left to turn into a zombie. If you're fucking stupid enough, like in the last episode of... you're not caught up on The Walking Dead, sorry.
Nope, don't all fuck right. me. Don't
so,
fuck me over right. either.
So if you're stupid enough to actually get bitten by a zombie and get away, all right, that's when you turn into a zombie. But if you're alive and you get mauled by zombies, you're not going to get up because nothing's going to be left.
Right. And wouldn't you think, man, I'm happy you brought this up. Wouldn't you think there'd be more kids and old people as zombies?
Right.
Instead of regular, like, dudes and women?
Yeah, I haven't seen them.
There'd be way
zombies.
More older people and kids as zombies because they're the fucking slower ones.
How does that happen?
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
And why did the clothes get so messed up? I mean, it's not, happen. I mean, are would they constantly happen. Rolling in dirt?
Yeah.
Right. I'm just saying, dude.
What do you see more kids and old people? Not dirty, though?
You would see kids. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Clean, old, and young people walking around.
I love that now there's a lot more zombie things. I think zombie movies are cool. Walking Dead's a fucking awesome show, dude.
Yeah.
Such a good fucking show.
I haven't seen any episodes of the last season, though.
I have some problems with the show, but... I think it's good. A lot of the last couple of movies, but this World War Z, man, they made it into instead of the book, they basically made it into a one story of the book.
You know what? I don't know the book.
Kind of like Titanic.
I had no idea there was a book.
Yeah, it was a book.
But seeing this movie, the previews, watching that fucking anthill of pile of people go over the wall.
Yeah,
that was like, holy shit, that's fucking cool.
Yeah, it looks cool, but it's not a zombie movie. Did you watch I Am Legend?
Yeah.
Are those zombies?
They're like vampire zombies.
Nightcrawlers.
That's what the fucking these things are. They just
like
have
vampire
to be,
zombies.
They're just infected people. That's all. And the thing is you can't.
Isn't that what zombies are? Infected people?
Yeah, but like I said, if you watch Outbreak and then we'll talk about this. Because it's just an infection that passes from people to people.
But
just,
that's what I talked about, man. There's different variations. There's
yeah. Well, I mean, for the sake of this movie, like I said, it's I don't like that.
I think it's more realistic to say zombies are real via a fucking sickness or some kind of disease that's going to spread. It's not realistic to be like, oh, they're gonna come out of the fucking ground and come out of their caskets.
From a chemical that was tossed out of a military truck, and then it seeps into the soil, and then the soil condensation.
Sation. Or there's like a radiation or some shit. Yeah. It's much more logical. Dude, it's much more fucking realistic, and it probably will happen where someone releases a biological fucking weapon on us. And triggers some kind of shit in our brain that makes us go fucking the animalistic.
Fucking rage virus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Animalistic fucking destroy. But
I don't get how. Another gripe I just thought of with zombie movies. I don't get that with these virus zombies, why they don't attack each other. Because it's not so much the. If it was really the need to feed, I had the need. The need to feed. If it really was a feeding thing, why don't they eat each other?
Tastes shitty.
Yeah, I mean, a zombie would learn that, but why would they learn it if they only have a natural function to eat?
I understand what you're saying, yeah. Like, The Walking Dead, zombies?
I mean, The Walking Dead, if a zombie knows not to eat each other, if it knows that much, then it would know enough to, like, hey, that one just went down. Why don't I not go that way instead of, go forth and die, my son. You know? Like, the bang makes me go dead the second time. You know? I would just not be around it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's all fake in the end. Like I said, like I was talking before, it's all bullshit, Dangerinos, but we love to talk about it anyway.
So, you going to watch that movie at all?
I probably will. If they'd made another Street Fighter movie, dude, I'd probably watch it.
Okay. Speaking of zombies. Have you seen the movie Fido?
No, I don't.
No?
I don't like those fucking comedy fucking horror movies.
No,
I watched that. Did you ever watch that? Dr. Horrible sing along.
I tried. Ugh. I didn't like. I shut it off.
I gave it so much time that I watched the whole thing, and I was like, God, why?
What was her name again?
Nico Bella.
Yeah, Nico. Nico. I'm sorry.
That was horrible.
I could not get on board on that shit.
I watched the whole thing and I thought it would be better.
You watched the whole thing?
I wanted it to be better. I think I was doing something else at the same time. And I just happened to go through the whole thing and I'm like, oh, fuck.
I'm sorry. I shut the shit off. I didn't last. Fail. Have you seen Fido?
Fido.
It's on Netflix.
I know.
Basically, the reason I'm talking about it is because it's such a different take on this zombie world.
Uh-huh.
You never seen it before?
No.
Basically, there was a World War zombie fucking war, whatever, and humans had to fight zombies. And some doctor, I'm not giving away anything from the movie, it's fucking pretty much the plot. And some doctor found out a way to subdue them by putting collars on them that will incapacitate their zombie ways.
Okay.
Where they're not trying to kill anymore. It makes them like docile, like fucking regular. And so now they're making them like mow lawns and open doors. So just for that fucking fact, it's just interesting to watch it. It's not a great movie, but it's just like a fun ride because it's like so ridiculous, you know? Being like zombies in that sense, you're not used to seeing that way. You're used to seeing like,
scary,
you know, trying to kill you, but to see them like in households, like doing fucking chores and bringing the dinner out to you, it's funny as shit. So just for that reason, you should check it out.
I'll check it out. You're not caught up on The Walking Dead season 3 at all?
I'm not.
At all?
Anything at all. All
right. Never mind. Never mind.
All right. Have you seen Exit Humanity?
Exit Humanity, no.
Netflix. Yeah. This is also... Not a great fucking movie, but the fact that it's different, like Fido is different, this is worth checking out because it's so fucking different. It takes place in Civil War times.
Oh, wow.
Which I fucking love Westerns, you know? It's like a Western movie / zombie movie. So if you dig Westerns, he's falling asleep. If you dig Westerns and zombie movies and you would like the, you know, the correlation or compilation with the fucking color, that's a fucking cool story. I mean, the guy, like, in my opinion, goes too many times. He screams like an idiot too many times, but it's fucking different and it's cool.
Exit Wounds? I'm gonna write it down.
No. Exit Humanity.
Exit Humanity, all right.
Exit Wounds, isn't that Steven Seagal?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm here to fuck shit up. And
one last movie. It's a horror. It's
VHS.
I guess it's borderline horror. I think Joss Whedon wrote it. Cabin in the Woods.
Oh, dude, such a fucking good movie.
You like that?
I fucking love that movie.
You liked it?
I loved it.
Is that the guy from
Thor? Thor's in it.
Yes.
No, no, you're thinking Cabin
Fever.
Cabin Fever, yeah.
That's a different. That's a different fucking movie, right?
I fucking loved it just
for that. Cabin in the Woods is the one that just came out recently.
Just came out, not too long ago, dude. It's such a good fucking. I thought it was a really fucking cool movie.
It's so fucking different. It's worth checking out.
I've seen it.
No,
okay, we won't get into it. Basically, dude, it starts one way. The trailers seem one thing, and then at the end, it starts getting into, whoa, whoa, what was that?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Whoa. And it gets into like when I first saw it, I'm like, who are these guys with the ties? Dude, it's such a, I fucking love that movie. And there's like so much like backstory on it. Like it shows like what was on the board, all those fucking options.
It's such a twist. You have to watch. You have to watch it because it's such a fucking twist.
What a twist!
It's okay. It's so fucking ridiculous where you're gonna laugh.
Yes.
It's funny as shit, and it's also like, whoa, this is crazy.
Yes.
It's not a horror movie, I wouldn't say. I mean, it's
got some jumps, but it's more or less the whole fucking story of it. And I hope they do another one. I hope they do the fucking continuation, dude.
It's a mind fuck, and it's funny, and it's just wild. Like, what is this fucking movie?
What is going on?
Yeah, dude, me and my wife enjoy the shit out of it, even though it was so fucking ridiculous. It is fucking ridiculous. It's a ridiculous movie, but it's enjoyable as shit.
It goes so linear, but there's such a fucking side story that it ends up at the end like, whoa, wait a minute, what?
Check that shit out, Dingerlings.
Cabin in the Woods. I'm glad I forgot all about that movie, dude. I'm gonna download it again. Oh, hey, Chris Hemsworth, so dreamy in it.
Dude, that chicken that was like dancing around.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that chick?
Yeah.
All right, that's it for the movies, and now we go to this thing I heard from. Actually, it was that dude, Diedrich Bader.
Yeah,
the guy that did the Batman voice for Brave and the Bold, who's also the Drew Carey Show, and he was that fucking dude, Napoleon Dynamite. What's his name?
Oh yeah, the fucking Quando. American, yeah, exactly.
Anyway, you brought up this interesting. He's an interesting dude, man.
It's the marijuana.
He's really fucking smart. What you think about him on the shows that he's been on?
Yeah, he's not
not like him at all, dude. He's so fucking smart. It's ridiculous. So he told these stories. Basically, he was at the school, right, and the power went out. They were in the cafeteria eating lunch. All the fucking power went out. Pitch black. What do you think happened?
Somebody tripped the cable?
No, a bunch of kids.
Oh, they all freaked the fuck out, I imagine.
Okay, hold on. Let me set it better. A bunch of kids. I think they were in high school, maybe college. I want to say college. All in the cafeteria eating. Shitload of people in the cafeteria eating. One big fucking room. The power just wipes out, dead black.
Yeah.
What do you think happens?
I would assume if none of them, the ones that freaked out probably started freaking out, but I'm assuming what I would do first is turn on my flashlight on my phone.
Okay, no. That's where you see you're a good person.
Yeah.
Here's what happened. The lights all fucking go out. People started throwing knives, forks, food.
What the hell?
In the
Why?
Fucking dark. Because that's the point. What happens when the fucking lights go out? What do people go resort to?
Anarchy.
Fucking chaos and anarchy and fucking animals. They start throwing fucking knives because they can, because no one's gonna find out who did it. That's what this guy's point was. It was so fucking fascinating. He's like, dude, the lights go out. You would think people would, like, you know, try to work themselves out, try to get out of there safely. No. As soon as the lights go out, just knives and fucking forks being thrown across the room, food, trays. He went under the tables, hid, like I would fucking do.
Yeah.
Hid, like, what the fuck is happening?
What school is this?
It was like a prestigious school, too. Like a fucking prestigious school. And the point is... And this is what relates everything to what we're talking about. The zombies, everything. Yeah. What happens when lights go out?
It's just going to be just...
People are going to go fucking nuts.
The shows are fucking true, dude. It's gonna be, no one's gonna fucking, neighbors are gonna turn against neighbors, family's probably gonna turn against family. Dude, it's gonna be so fucking bad, and we're gonna, you know, us in California, we're so fucking dense. It's gonna hit us hard.
I thought that was so fascinating when you said that shit. That story is so fucking fascinating. It's not gonna
happen, but
it'll happen. It was so fascinating to me because think about that shit, dude. If the lights go out, you would imagine people would be like, okay, let's be humans, let's help each other, let's, you know, let's find a way to no. Yeah. Knives are getting thrown in the fucking into people's faces and shit, you know? And when he said that shit, he's like, you know, that's human nature. It comes out. I see him passing out over there. And then Kevin Smith, you know what he said? I thought this was brilliant too. And it relates to us. He says, dude, people are fucking angry.
Yeah.
Mostly. He goes, but the people that pour out of themselves, for example, podcasting, getting your fucking emotions out or whatever. Yeah. Getting release out. He goes, you're going to be fucking cool. Like, and he said, even this guy, Diedrich Bader, you know, you're an actor, you're getting your shit out. So you're over it. These guys are so fucking pumped up with the anger, hatred. What the fuck they got in themselves? The lights go out. The shit goes it goes south.
Fucking idiots.
That's fucking nuts.
What do you think about the sleepy?
Hey, hand me the beer right there. There you go. He's not gonna finish it.
Steph was been up since like 6 in the morning.
No shit.
5?
I woke up at 5:20 this morning.
I've been up since 6:30.
That's cool.
Go fuck yourself. Anyway, thought that was fucking fascinating.
Yeah. Horribly fascinating.
All right, I think we got to close the shit out now, huh?
Yeah.
Now it's time for
I Fancy That.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
It's wonderful.
Wonderful.
It's I Fancy That.
Fancy.
All right, Fayo, you got something?
Oh, I do. I Fancy That. A previous episode, I was starting to speak about something, but you guys threw it at me. This is Nerd Edition.
No, not this one.
Cool. I know. That's
okay.
Oh, yeah. All right. All right.
So I'm sorry.
I like to go out, have my beers, have a good time, you know, watch whatever NBA, football, Major League Baseball, sporting event.
Yes.
Me and Miguel, I have an echo.
That's cool.
we've had echoes the whole time.
Me and Miguel used to do the whole Chili's thing and stuff like that. He knows that.
What?
But I found out something cool. I was like, oh, man. I went to this place while I was in Vegas at the Rio Hotel. Went inside. It was a restaurant. We sat down, me and my buddy George. Good customer service. And I was like, it feels like something, but it's not. Yeah.
What?
It's not a strip club. It's not dirty.
Uh-huh.
It was a Tilted Kilt.
What's that mean?
The Tilted Kilt is a pub.
Okay.
Pub and grill restaurant. It's where you go in there, you have your beers, you have your food, and the females are dressed in like little skirts, like Scottish.
Like kilts.
Did he say Scottish?
Yeah. I did. I said Scottish. And imagine Hooters
Conroy
Scottish with kilts,
yes,
and open tops.
Oh yeah,
no shirts.
I like it.
Buttons with open.
Oh,
tops.
Oh, I like it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I fancy.
Wait, is it the Rio?
It was at the Rio.
Okay.
They took it off. They closed down, and now I found out that they're gonna open it right behind the Honda Center.
No shit.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah. Because I took my woman out there to the Lazy Dog Cafe, and we're like,
Lazy Dog.
Lazy Dog.
You know that Lazy Dog is actually dog friendly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You take your dog there?
You could bring your fucking mutt in there.
That's right.
So we're driving by, and I was like, what the fuck is that? I looked to my left.
It was a dog.
Open casting call. I was like, what the fuck is that open casting call for? And I looked, I couldn't find anything. So he drove a little more inside the parking lot. Open casting call. Tilted Kilt. I was like, oh, shit. They can open up an old Tilted Kilt. You know that when you apply for that, it's entertainment. It's not a waitress job. It's entertainment. You have to play a role.
Yes.
I saw this on the news. Some overweight female applied, went through the first process of, I don't know, whatever, to try to get a job there. And then it said, hey, put this kilt on. See how it fits on you. And she's like, didn't fit her. It was too short. It came out like about 5 inches too short. So they said, hey, we can't hire you. She's like, oh, discrimination. It's like, no, bitch. This is not a waitress job. This is entertainment.
Yeah.
We have entertainment category. So if we don't want to hire you because you're overweight, we don't have to. Because you have
isn't that what they said on Ocean's 11 3 or Ocean's 13? Al Pacino says that we don't hire servers. We hire we don't hire waitresses. We hire serving models.
Yeah. You have to be a specific size because they're entertainment.
Yeah,
they're not waitresses. They're entertainment. So that's like the loophole they go through. I mean, honestly, this female, she was like a little too much. Yeah. Okay, it's like
it's a place for sleuths.
You don't want to go get a beer and be like, oh. Yeah. She's our waitress.
Whoa, yeah, that kilt is really tilted.
So is it open yet?
Not yet. Uh-huh. When it does open, I'll let you guys know. But
yes, for sure.
I fancy that because I love it. The nearest one that I know about, it's in Long Beach, all the way down PCH, and it's like, that's a little too far for me to go have happy hour and come back and drive. Right. And this motherfucker's just like 10 minutes down the freeway. So I fancy that. Nice tilted kilt, some pub, some Guinness. Some whatever fucking weird food they have.
You're a Guinness guy?
I do. I like Guinness.
Look at you. Lito?
Yeah.
Yuck.
No, I'll eat Bud Light and Dos Equis.
And Blood Platinum.
It's strong. It is strong. But you know what? It tastes so good.
Yeah, it does.
Well, I guess.
Nicely done, sir. Lito, what do you got?
My fancy's gonna sell so good.
Fancy penis.
So I fancy, you know, with the weather starting to finally drop in the middle of November, we got to, this is what I fancy, the Mexican blankets, the ones with the the ones that are thick and warm, and they got the animals on them, or they got the weird print or whatever, you know. They may look ugly as fuck, but they get the job fucking done, man. I'll tell you that, dude.
Did you say the ugly as fuck butt? Fuck butt.
Fuck butt. Oh, fuck butt.
Drink it up, homie.
Man.
So
I saw him. He didn't drink it.
Fucking.
He didn't.
Well, of course you guys don't. I'd really drink it anyways. So Mexican blankets. I know you people know out. You guys out there know what they are, and most Mexican families have a couple hundred of them around. I think they're made of. Fucking,
they're made of Mexicans.
Lion.
Yeah, I think they're made out of lions. Because they're so
mule.
They're so soft.
A mule.
There's nothing better than having the fucking like the whole all the sheets and everything washed on, from the bed, and having your Mexican blanket washed and out of the dryer, and then that first night you dry it, and then you fucking go to bed with it, and you just fucking like.
I don't know if they're gonna make that noise. Start,
yeah.
But
oh, I make that noise when I you don't. You guys don't make that noise when you cuddle in your blanket,
dude. I got a fuck the Mexican blanket. I got a polyester blanket. It works just fine.
Fuck that.
It works better than anything.
Mexican blanket.
I know what he's talking about. That Mexican blanket that everyone has.
I got
has.
A polyester blanket.
You just pull
in
that
it.
Shit in. You're
it works.
Like,
it works so.
It works
well.
Wonders.
Fuck you. Your
I
fucking blanket.
Sims Club.
Your blanket doesn't have no design on it.
Yeah, it does.
What kind of design?
It's black, gray, and white.
Snowflakes. Ah.
Stripes.
Raider blanket, asshole.
How dare you?
You lost.
All right, end it. Be done with this.
Mexican blankets with animals on it. I got lions on mine.
That's
I have,
Raiders.
I have lions on mine.
That's Raider fans right. right there.
I've got lions on mine. Mexican. Mexican blankets. I fancy that.
Nice.
All right, here's what I fancy.
Oh. Hey, Dangerinos, if you have Mexican blankets, send them to the Instagram.
Send
your pictures in.
I used to have a Puma one, actually, to be honest with you.
I bet you a lot of people are going to send
it. My brother had a lion one.
Take a picture and put it in there.
Take a picture. Instagram, at the Danger Hour.
Do it. I applaud you. Here's what I fancy. I think you both would be with me on this one.
Hashtag Chunti Blanket.
Hashtag Real Talk.
Chunti.
I guarantee you guys will be on with me on this one, right? What I fancy is a girl that walks with a good rhythm. You know what I'm saying? She's walking and her ass is just going at the right fucking cycle.
It's clapping.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Just make him clap.
I do.
You're walking from behind and she's just got that rhythm in her hips. And it's like, well, look at this fucking chick.
It's all in
Mostly
hips.
Happens at the mall.
It's all in
I saw that the other day. I'm like, holy fuck. It's just, it's a nice thing to look at.
You're so bored. You walk around the mall. You're like, what's going on? I'm fucking bored. I don't want to go to the store. And then.
So on the flip side of that, would you say you hate the girls that don't know how to fucking walk at all?
I don't think it's you don't know how to walk. It's just, no. it's a
Trust
gift.
Trust me. There's girls out there that do not know how to fucking walk.
Okay, listen.
I don't think it's you don't know how to walk. I think it's the girls that just walk exceptionally well.
You hate them? you hate them?
Exceptionally well.
You hate them if they have the gifts and they're not using it well. Like, hey, they have
You walk pretty good in your heels.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Even though you're ugly as shit.
But there's a female walking in front of you, and she has the gift.
He's trying to show his straight side.
She has what it takes.
I like a pair of boobs because they feel like
she has what it takes.
What I'm saying is I'm not downing the chicks that don't walk right. I'm applauding the girls that do walk
nice.
You're
upping the chicks that do walk nice.
Right. The girls that have the ass but don't use it, okay, whatever. I'm not saying anything about that. I'm talking about the chicks that know how to... not even that, dude. It's just natural. They're not doing it on purpose, I don't think. I think it's just natural, like a natural fucking rhythm they got. Like, it's like, whoa, look at this.
I know what you're talking
about. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I'll tell you this. There's a beauty.
Yeah.
And you're the beast.
It's November.
They don't all have it, but the ones that do.
It's November. Christmas coming up. Everyone goes to the malls. And you know what girls do? They get up Saturday, Sunday mornings. Oh, I gotta go buy presents. Blah, 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 blah. I'm gonna put on my Victoria's Secret yoga pants or whatever.
Yoga pants.
I don't give a fuck what I look like. But then you got perverts like Miguel working at a store and like, oh my god, there's all these girls walking by with these tight pants, yoga pants, and it's like,
yeah.
Fuck you, I hate you.
No, fuck you, I only take pictures of guys holding purses.
I'll be true. Like, fuck you, I hate you because I want to be there
looking
hashtag at the
like
yoga
a bitch.
Pants. And it's awesome. I love it. Yoga pants. If you don't love yoga pants,
I guess I'm incorporating that. Yoga pants plus girls that know how to walk with a good fucking rhythm. I fancy that.
Then you'll like the chive.
Yeah. That's what I'm looking forward to. Fucking holiday season, yoga pants, go to the mall. Honestly, it's like, fuck, I gotta go to the mall and buy all this shit for all these people. But you know what? I'm gonna treat myself because there's a girl in front of me with yoga pants.
Yoga pants.
She looks good.
Now it's time for the darker side of life. The opposite Lido. The fucking moment. And here
we
go.
Fuck you!
All right, Fayo, what do you got?
Oh, I got a good one.
I hope so.
Yeah.
God damn it.
There's been a good change. You guys sports fans?
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit?
Yeah.
There you go?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I'm a sports fan, but I'm not really die hard.
Okay.
I'll say that.
I can say that too.
I know you guys listened to the last episode. It was all nerdcore. Going to
I mean the one we were on?
Exactly. To the Nuka Fridge. Nuke your fridge.
Nuke the fridge.
Yes.
Same thing.
Hashtag retard.
Hashtag retard.
Hashtag retard of the Jedi.
It was. You know,
retard of the Jedi. love it.
Go ahead. Sorry.
So,
it's me.
Big news in sports, NBA, basketball, Lakers, fired coach. They fired their coach,
mm-hmm.
Mike Brown.
Yes.
Lost all 8 games in preseason. Lost the last 3 games the year before.
Is it his fault?
Playoffs. And then.
Is it his fault or the player's fault?
It's his fault from what I've been hearing, from what I've been reading.
Okay, continue.
Because he implemented a new system. So.
I heard the players are saying, fuck you. They don't want to play for him.
They started the year 1 win, 4 losses. With a team that has a payroll of $100 million plus. With players that start the game, have NBA Finals experience, and...
And rings.
And rings. You can't do that shit.
Starting lineup all has rings, don't they?
No.
Except for
Steve Nash and Dwight Howard.
Steve Nash is...
Paul Gasol has it. Yeah. Metal World Peace has it. Kobe Bryant has it.
Metal World Peace. Fuck you.
And I'm going to tell you this. You have fans out there that listen to this, and they're Laker fans, okay? They are Laker fans. I think there's one. If you're a Clipper fan, fuck you. I hate you, Clipper fans. But I'm going to say fuck you to all those fans that are hating because it fired Mike Brown, this coach that did nothing for the team. Fuck you for saying the Lakers are not doing anything this year. Oh, my God, they fucking suck, this and that. You know what? Fuck you. It's 5 games into the season, all right? Give it a little time. You got to give it a little space. They're going to get into the rhythm. They're going to win, okay? If they're not in the playoffs by the end of the year, come back and tell me, you piece of shit. Hey, remember when you had that guy? He said, fuck you guys. He's a piece of shit, and I'll listen to you. But you know what? Other than that, fuck you. Fuck you guys, all right? 5 games into the year. Fuck you. It pisses me off because there's like so much blow up drama and shit like that. And I'm saying this because I'm a big sports fan. I watch my sports. I'm ESPN. I do that shit. All right. But fuck you guys.
But fuck you said.
Yeah, no, I saw.
That's a lot of fuck yous.
That's right.
Fuck yous.
Lito, what do you got?
Well, it's not about sports. My doesn't, fuck you
doesn't
goes
have to be.
My. You guys watch sports? My fuck you moment goes to California drivers in the rain.
In the rain?
In the rain.
You looked at me like I thought you meant make me today this morning at the Comic-Con
thingy. No, I am so fucking... I have so much hatred for California drivers as it is. But it seems like whenever it starts raining in California, people like, oh, what is this?
Yeah.
Wait, I know. I'll go faster. No, I'll go slower. Hey, I'll go both. I don't fucking get it. When it starts raining, it's like driving in fucking TJ. People start fucking, hey, I have a brand new car. I'll do, instead of 80, I'll do 105. Whoom. And then you got other people that are doing fucking like 35, 40. There's either the fucking... the high speed or the fucking mid-low speed, dude. It's fucking ridiculous. People in the rain freak out. California drivers in the rain freak out. Right. I know we don't get a lot of rain, but it's not that. I mean, when we really have our heavy fucking times where it's like just fucking pouring down, I'll fucking slow down. But I'll go the fucking, you know, the same speed as everyone else goes. I'll be careful. I have my lights on. I'm fucking... But, like, at the same time, you see fucking cars just fucking going fast as shit. And it's like, all right, maybe your car, you may think, might have the tires and the fucking windshield wipers that can handle this shit and everything like that. But what about everybody else? You got to be conscious for everybody else because they might not have the tires that grip the road or, you know, they start sliding and swerving. Like, all these YouTube videos you see of, like, the fails, like, the people fucking driving in a, you know, rush or whatever, and, like, there's snow everywhere. That's ice on a road. When you have water and like it's fucking cold and shit starts going down, your visibility is fucking gone as it is. And California drivers mix that, you know, you mix that rain plus fucking California fucking driver mentality. It's not a good mix. California drivers, I know you're all listening to me. Okay? Take it easy when you drive, huh? Take it easy.
Take it easy.
Take it easy, okay? Take it easy when you drive. and you'll get there just fine. Okay? Thank you very much. But if not, fuck you.
Well, my fuck you goes to, okay, October 31st is Halloween, right?
Just last year.
So far.
It was last year, right? That just passed. My fuck you goes to November 1st, Christmas decorations. Christmas decorate in the stores to sell. I mean,
what stores?
I've seen it in stores, Target,
dude. In Target, there's a Target. There's a Target at my fucking mall, dude.
I saw it at Macy's.
No. There's Christmas trees lit up, ready to be sold. Lights. There's a whole section of Christmas shit. I'm like, what the fuck? Halloween was over yesterday. What is this shit? And Lito, I know you can go with me on this one with the Christmas songs on your radios in the fucking store,
kill
right?
Me.
I used to work in retail, dude, with the fucking Christmas music.
How long have you
early
had
as shit?
Christmas for?
You know what? It's been, I think, just the weekends they're playing Christmas music right now, but the weekdays is like it was weird because the other day I went to work, it was a weekday, and it started. I go through the back, you know, through the back tunnels. People aren't allowed.
You always go through the back.
All the yuppies, yeah. And I get into the mall, and here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus. Fuck you. And then, like, I'm like, God damn, it's going to be one of those days. And I felt like crying and killing myself.
Archie Bunker?
Yeah.
It's going to be one of those days.
I don't know who that is. But,
no?
So, like, a couple hours later, I you know, you tune out the music, and I just happen to hear the fucking music playing, and it's, I got the moves like Jagger. And I'm like, oh, cool, they changed it. I'd rather listen to that shit, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
I'd honestly rather listen to that bullshit.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Dude, but it was like October 20th, dude. Whenever they put up the Christmas shit at the Target right there, I was like, yes, it's Halloween season. Yeah, there's aisles of candy. There's aisles of costumes. There's aisles of this. And like this one fucking aisle, I'm like, wait a minute. Everything's purple, orange, black, just dark Halloween colors.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's that? What are those white colors over there? Wait, white and red? Wait, white, red, and green? They had Christmas lights up already, dude.
Nice.
October 10th, 15th. I'm sorry. I
Are you
jump
fucking
in because
serious?
I see this shit, dude.
October 15th.
October 15th.
Holy shit.
That's horrible. I hate that. I hate that.
Okay, I can get it if it's like the day after Thanksgiving. Okay, that's even too soon, but I fucking get it. But dickheads, really? The day after Halloween is over? Even before Halloween? You are just capitalizing on this bullshit fucking holiday. That's all you're doing. You're raping the American people. you're pumping these fucking songs in their head. Oh, I better buy something because it's all the Christmas music is on.
You know what pisses me off is like all these songs are about winter wonderland, cold outside, snowman, Christmas ride. And it's like fucking 92 degrees outside and shit, dude. People are still walking around in their chanclas and their shorts and fucking songs are all wintertime. It's not wintertime.
Yeah.
It's today's actually fucking cold outside.
No, today was nice.
It was nice, yeah. Like right now I can go get my jacket and I'll be fine. Like it's kind of cold outside.
But you didn't. Like,
yeah, I know I didn't. I'm kind of cold right now. Can you see?
Are you really?
No.
It's a little cold in here.
It is.
You gotta look
cold.
At the nipples.
But it hasn't been like that, right? The last couple days, it started getting a little bit colder.
Right.
Yeah.
But still, like I said, a couple weeks ago, it's fucking, you know, Winter Wonderland, and they got the fucking shit going on. They already got the Santa's fucking village outside already being built. But it's fucking 92 degrees outside. It's fucking hot. And I'm like, it's just a fuck you, because they're like, I don't fucking care. We know it's not Christmas time. But you're going to buy your Christmas shit already. This is your fucking moment,
back
right?
to my fucking moment.
Don't get me started.
So, Christmas after Halloween? No, don't do that. Don't do that.
Christmas, you're coming up.
I will tolerate your bullshit the day after Thanksgiving. But just wait till goddamn December 1st at least.
That's too late.
December 1st.
Too late for the holiday season, dude.
December 1st, start your Christmas music. Christmas music.
From this point right now, it's about 3 weeks from now.
For what?
Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know people are already doing Christmas shopping.
Dude, wait till Black Friday, then start all your shit.
That's the worst.
Go fuck yourselves.
Have you ever been to a...
I don't do that shit.
No, it's horrible.
I don't like it. Nah, I won't do it.
I don't want to talk about it.
I did it 1 year. I don't
want to talk about it.
I did it 1 year.
Yeah.
And I went to Circuit City. And I was looking around and stuff like that and CDs and movies.
I went to the good guys.
I bought 28 Days Later, the zombie movie.
Yeah.
Not a zombie movie.
And No Doubt.
The virus movie.
No Doubt, the greatest hits.
Uh-huh.
And I waited 2.5 hours in line for that.
Holy shit.
You went just for that? You could have gotten any other day?
It was on sale. It was like the good sale price. And I was like, I gotta wait for this shit. I did.
What
I
you gotta... Okay, I learned this from some...
I was being Scrooge McDuck. I did.
I learned this from a dude. He's like, what is your time worth? What is your time worth in your life? Is your time worth waiting around for 5 hours to save $4?
you know what I mean? You're saving a dollar for every hour.
And basically, and that's what he told me too. He's like, all right, let's say you go to a store to buy a movie. Let's say, okay, just for fucking conversation purposes, let's say you want Kill Bill, right? I want to buy Kill Bill on Blu-ray. You go to Walmart, it's $12, okay? It's like, all right, I can buy this now and be done with it and have it because that's what I want. Or I can go look at Walmart. Go look at fucking Blockbuster. Is it still around?
Blockbuster.
Go look around. Go look to Walmart. Go look to
when
fucking,
it comes to movies and
Best
like,
Buy.
It's
Target.
Not worth it.
Yeah. What did I say first? Walmart or Target?
You said Walmart like the first four times. All right, times.
Fine. I'll go to Walmart. Say it's $12. I can buy it now or I can go to fucking Best Buy and Target looking for a cheaper price and say it's the same price. I wasted how many, like an hour and a half?
You go to Walmart.
My point is, the guy told me, like, it's not worth your fucking time in your life to be driving all over the place. You pay $2 more, but you're fucking done with it. You got your movie, you're done. Go home.
I think maybe he hates his life. And he just said, just go, man. Be free.
The point is, what is your time worth?
Be free.
What am I going with in this?
The end of the fucking moment.
Yeah, I don't know. What the fuck? Whatever.
What is your time worth?
Yeah, just save your fucking life.
Did you have a good time?
No, you're not having a good time searching for your fucking movie when you found it the first place. You got it. Anyway,
go kick yourself in the nuts.
Christmas after Halloween, go fuck yourself. What's the matter with you? At least wait to December 1st. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
asshole. Fucking free market.
I like that.
All right.
You're like,
I'm done.
Fuck you, Christmas. But it should be actually,
yeah, fuck you.
Fuck you, managers at Macy's. Fuck you, managers at Target.
It's not the managers. It's their
fuck
it's
you,
the corporate.
Yeah, it's
corporate offices. Fuck you, corporate offices that say,
yeah,
hey.
Yeah, you know what? Fuck you, corporate holiday assholes. That's
it's
right.
November 1st. Let's put up all this Christmas shit and put people in stress and, hey, fucking worry about your family coming to work.
And when you hear that song, it's the most wonderful time of the year.
Fuck you.
You want to kill yourself, right?
Turn that shit off.
Anyway, yeah. Corporate holiday Grinch fucks. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
All right. We're done with this one. Look at that. It's all over.
Good job, guys.
Lito, you feel good about this one?
I feel really good about this one.
I said, you feel good about this one? Fail?
Fuck Christmas.
Yeah.
Got me in a fucking mood now. Anyone who's happy for Christmas right now, listening to this within the next 3 days.
You know what sucks? You know what sucks? We're out of beer. And I'm still thirsty.
That's how we roll, dog.
It's like we're in The Walking Dead and we have no more food. And that's we have to sad. Go to the zombie apocalypse to get more food.
It's really sad. I gotta be honest, I'm sad.
There's always
I wish I had like at least 8 more beers, but there's no more left.
There's always Mr. Daniels.
That's true.
Mr. Jack Daniels.
All right, assholes. Look at this fucking dolphin mic, yeah. Like you say, right? All right. Thanks, fellas, for joining me tonight.
Thank you for
it's
having
a pleasure.
Me.
Yo, yeah.
Thanks for the Nerd Fest today. All right. And hey, we'll see you next time. Until then, Lito, take it away.
Stay dangerous, my friends.
That's all you got? Really?
YOLO?
Be more like gravelly.
Until then, my friends, stay dangerous.
No. You fucked it up again. Phil, you try it.
Stay dangerous.
I guess I'll do it.
Ah, come
because
on.
You guys all fucked it up.
Ahem. Stay dangerous, my friends.
There it is. Look at that. Thank you, Lito. Good night. Thank you.